want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Richard. I'm calling from Staten Island.
Okay, Richard. Your contribution?
My contribution was I was hoping to get on with a couple of people because I had an opinion question that I wanted to pose that I thought maybe a couple of people could interact with.
Okay, Richard, hold on right there.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guys, Richard, you go ahead and let's see what happens.
Okay. Can everybody else hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, great. My question is how everybody would feel about the Don and Mike Show returning to New York airwaves.
Here we go.
How would you feel about that?
Now, wait a minute. No, I want to find the pig. I want to find the pig that's burping.
The pig gave birth to you, duh.
Okay, now, Mr. Pig, if you could just stop burping long enough to have some discourse here.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a question or two.
Okay.
Richard, what is the significance of coming on a radio show with lots of people listening, parading yourself as a person with a reasonable level of intelligence, and then burping into the telephone?
You just answered the question. In your question of what's the significance of parading myself in front of tens of people that are listening to your show,
go ahead.
Well, that's the reason. I am an idiot that likes to draw attention to himself.
Okay. Well, Richard, I want to thank you for your honesty.
All right.
I really want to thank Richard for having the intestinal fortitude to stay and answer the question. I really mean that.
The Don and Mike Show.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get the Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I asked you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No time for tape.
Oh, now, I would have thought after all of this time, we would have banged these guys. Why are they still standing over there?
God, they've been standing there since a week ago Friday. I mean, a week from last Friday. I mean, like, six shows. Hi, fellas.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Rob Speedway!
Are we in best of today?
The management of WJFK wishes to inform you that it's eight simple rules for screwing up a show.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. WJFK management has announced that Don and Mike will return soon. And all the ships at sea. They are a Class 5 comedy force, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Barrow.
Yeah.
What's the problem when they take us off? Is that a week ago, it would have been funny to come on and say, Eight Simple Rules for My Funeral.
Yes. Right.
By John Ritter. But
right.
Now...
Now it's too late.
It's gone.
The time has passed. Henry Winkler already gave his little eulogy.
And boy, everybody's got some splaining to do. Let's go. Don and Mike Show on Westwood One.
Yes.
A new episode on this Monday. Now, you'll note here on my little computer thing, I just wrote first show back. I don't have a date.
Right.
Because really last week, and we'll talk about this a little bit, we came to work every day.
Yeah.
And we would sit up in the office and watch TV until Alan would say, go home.
Exactly.
But we were here, and we never knew when we were coming back. It's Monday, and it's September 20th?
22nd.
22.
Yeah, this is the 22nd. And when we were away,
where does the time go?
There was a hell of a hurricane on the
east.
September 22. Now, the phone numbers are still the same. 877-365-3636. That's from anywhere in America on Westwood One. Canada, Rob, you're not going to like this. We're still broadcasting to Canada.
Hello.
800-636-1067 and DC 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Anton.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up! Did you wash the ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, man, the end of the uncertainty.
Okay, hi, everybody. We're glad to be here. Got so much crap that we're going to try to flow through here in the beginning part of the show to bring you up to speed.
Yes.
And then tell you what happened while we were gone, the non-show related stuff. And then I guess by then it'll be time for Buzz's News.
Probably.
And we'll come back and start over tomorrow. Mark this date, September 22.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this officially ends our BS.
Cool.
We have, for the first time in 13 years, a real contract with Westwood One.
We do.
Excellent.
This contract with Westwood One runs concurrently with the contract we have on WJFK.
Yes, it does.
What this means is, for five more years, and this is part of our deal, they did the absolute most unexpected thing that anyone would ever imagine they did.
Yeah, they showed us the Quan.
Cool. They did us right.
They showed us some love, and that's all we were looking for all along.
Mm-hmm. Why weren't we here? Here's why we weren't here. Because Alan Linewand, and I know he's listening in the other room, he is just such a major jerk face. we had these problems that we had well documented on this show. Uh-huh. You know, too much to some people's chagrin, but sorry about that. That's the only way you get things done around here.
Yeah.
We had these problems with Westwood One. The number one problem being we don't have a contract with this network. So we said goodbye to everybody on the network, mm-hmm. and we thought, well, that's it. It's over. We don't have a deal.
Yeah.
We'll just do the show on WJFK. We came in. We did the show on WJFK. Then Alan decided he's going to take us off. Because after all, he's the only guy, WJFK at the time, was the only station that we actually had a contract with.
And apparently Alan was getting pressure because stations around the country that were aware of the fact that we were here doing a show for this market mm-hmm. were frustrated, and that got up to the powers that be, and they had meetings, and they had huddles, and all this.
And we're going to call Alan on this shortly. Trust me, we're going to get him and find out exactly what the mindset was.
Oh, good.
Because he said, okay, Friday, I'm taking you off the air. This is not last Friday. It's a week ago Friday. He said, but you'll be back on Monday. Then on Monday, he said, I'm taking you off the air again today. I'm going to put on an announcement saying WJFK is taking you off the air. You'll be back on Tuesday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, through the hurricane and everything, every single day, we would get up, talk to everybody here, prepare the show,
right.
And then about 11 o'clock, Alan would call and say, don't come into work.
No school today.
Now, this got to a point on Thursday where we had had enough of this. I mean,
actually got to a point on Thursday where we just said, enough is enough. The problem was,
I imagine, and I'm looking at the screen now and I'm seeing,
they didn't trust us.
Listen, I'm not even going to bother taking these calls. You're just going to have to listen to this lecture right now, everybody. And then we'll take your calls, because I'm seeing, we have welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Then we have, you're always on vacation. Jim in California, how was your vacation? Okay, listen, dummies. We didn't have a vacation. We were taken off the air by WJFK. They are the people that own our contract, and if they say don't come to work, mm-hmm. they got the final say. We even went as far on Thursday, we all came in.
We were here. One of the nicest things about a vacation is that you can go to sleep at night and know that the next day you're doing something other than work,
right?
So, we didn't know that.
So on Thursday, we said, well, screw it. We'll just come in. And if they want,
I went to the grocery store at one day. I actually was excited about
that. If they physically want to stop us from doing the show, they're going to have to physically say, well,
We were up in the office, and it never got to fighting, because let's face it, it would be like Mike and I fighting Drew Barrymore when she was in E.T. Mm-hmm. It's us against Alan. It would be like fighting a little girl.
Right.
But he stood there, and he had his arms folded, and he said,
"Hi,
hey, pal, contractually, you're off the air." Mm-hmm. So it's his call. It wasn't a vacation for us. Trust me. Listen, between all this crap and the hurricane and being out of power for 4 days and being stuck with my wife at home like it was pioneer times and waiting for either the idiots here or the idiots that are allegedly working on our behalf, it was no vacation.
I knew it was bad when you were calling me in the morning and basically doing your opening break for me over the phone. Yeah. And it was fun because we were bouncing back and forth the stuff of the news. We missed so much good stuff that we could have talked about over the past.
There was a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. 8 simple rules for my funeral.
Yeah.
That's not even funny today.
No, it was great at the time.
That's not funny today.
And that's because it's old. It's old news.
So here is where we stand. I'm going to try to make this brief, then we're going to ask Joe to read the press release that Westwood One has actually put out. Not a joke, but it's the only way we can get back into the swing of things. First, you should know we didn't walk out. We promised you we wouldn't do that. We didn't. Alan locked us out. We will call him and ask him why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was management's decision to do this. This was not anything where we walked out in a huff.
For those of you who thought that perhaps we got a bit too inside on radio, well, T.S. That's the only way that we know to get things done with this company. And we now have a contract with Westwood One, a 5-year guaranteed contract. And you have our word. We're done complaining about them. I mean, they're still, let's face it, they're still barely a network. Okay. Now, Mike, come on, I gotta say.
Did you read the contract by any chance?
I'm just curious
about that. Did you read that fine print? Yeah. I just want to say I totally disagree with what you just said.
Well,
they are a fine, upstanding network, and I did not play the laugh track.
Really, Mike? You're getting huge laughs now.
I know I am.
No, listen,
we couldn't be happier.
Oh yeah, that part, that is true.
Now, you play that and you say it's true.
I'm not playing that.
And you play that laugh track with your finger on that button.
Listen, no. We are happy to be in partnership. Oh, here's the deal. We've had 2 years of BS that unfortunately is spread to the year. And here's where it started. If you go back timeline-wise, you go, 2 years ago, they said move to middays. And we said, okay. We'll move to middays. We were all for that. We really were.
The move to middays was based on being on in bigger markets and expanding the show and our reach and our quest for world domination.
And that was, for me at least, it was exciting. I liked the change of the time slot.
Oh, it sucked.
Well, I liked it, but regardless,
right.
It was the first move in this house of cards that slowly collapsed. Then came the thing with the skateboarder guys, and then they moved us back to afternoons, and then we got a 5-year contract with WJFK. And you might recall when we got that contract, we said, we have a great contract. We're not going to bitch about working at WJFK anymore, but we still don't have anything with Westwood One.
And there was, in our contract that we signed with WJFK, there was language in there to the effect that they were going to revisit our syndication agreement, and we thought that would happen sooner than it turned out happening.
And then it took them 10 months to do it. And during the last week, one of the things that was said was, well, if Westwood One has us under contract, show us the contract, and then no one's got any complaints.
Yeah.
There was no such contract. There is now, in fact, a contract that we are happy about. We have a real deal with Westwood One, and that's, hopefully going to end all of the bitching. Now, I'm not going to say that we're not going to complain.
Oh, no, don't ever say that.
Not only is Westwood One still a funny place, this is like a mobile home, right? This radio station is like a mobile home right in the path of Hurricane Isabel.
Absolutely.
And the thought, the mere thought that our fates were being held in the tiny dove-like hands of Alan Linewand.
It's a terrifying thought.
It's like this. It's like
if you got a bunch of ninth grade kids, ninth grade boys, and they're playing tackle football,
mm-hmm.
and they see like a fourth grade kid,
right.
and they call him over and they go, hey, Alan, you want to play?
Right.
He goes, yeah, I want to play. Then he just gets in the game and he just boom, 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 boom. They're just pounding on him relentlessly. Because what he did was he made this movie, said, pal, and he's called us pal a lot.
Yes, he has.
I'm taking you off the air on WJFK until this is resolved.
Now, even in a self-mocking way after this was all done, when I spoke with him, and it was, hello, pal.
I swear to you, we said, Alan, no matter what's going on with the network, just put us back on WJFK.
Yeah.
Here in Washington, a goddamn a hurricane, tornado, whatever it was, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
We should be on the radio.
We should.
I don't feel comfortable, pal, until this is done, until it's resolved. So that's where we are. And now we do have a deal with Westwood One. It is multi-year, as Alan would say.
It is multifold.
It is guaranteed, so we don't have any complaining. And now to read it, Joe Ardinger, man Joe.
Joe will read the press release that has been sent out to media sources from our network. And I say our network. And that is what I will say for the future.
Now, you may go to
for many, many years.
WestwoodOne.com and read it yourself. It's actually there, which, again, is incredible to us. I'm incredulous to go to Westwood.com and see, look at this. They've actually put us on the webpage like we're a part of the network.
Very exciting.
Nice.
So anyway, here now with the
information. Give it to Shaggy.
Here is Joe Ardinger.
Westwood One and the Don and Mike Show reached new long-term partnership agreement. New York, New York, September 18th, 2003. Westwood One announced today that a new long-term agreement has been reached to continue syndicating the Don and Mike Show. Launched. Ooh, it's got a typo. It says launched in nationally 1991.
Well, that's a draft. I'm sure they fixed it on the
way. The Don and Mike Show now airs on great stations nationwide, including flagship WJFK FM Washington, D.C., KYCY AM San Francisco, KHTK AM Sacramento, WXYZ FM Baltimore, and KALL AM Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show airs live Monday through Friday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. E.T.
Eastern Time.
Right. All right, continue, Joe.
Don Geronimo, co-host of the Don and Mike Show, said, you know what it's like when you're dating a girl for a long time, but you never really know quite how she feels about you? Now we know. We are so glad to have a formal long-term agreement with Westwood One. We look forward to advancing the show by continuing to dominate our current markets and exploring new ones. We are thrilled to enter into a new agreement with the Don and Mike Show, said Shane Coppola, president and CEO of Westwood One. Don and Mike are great personalities. We look forward to creating opportunities for affiliates and advertisers to experience firsthand their innovative show and their league of loyal listeners. Westwood One provides over 150 news, sports, music, talk, entertainment programs.
We don't need to hear that part.
Don't need that, no.
Very well done, though, Joe. Joe, in summation, you read it. How would you grade that press release, Joe? I mean, without the typos, because that was just the draft.
At least they're admitting to having the show.
There you go. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for that positive energy.
Thank you. Missed you, Joe. Missed you, my friend.
Very good.
So.
Yeah, me too.
That's the deal.
All right.
We have a signed contract with Westwood One. What this means for you, the home consumer, is hopefully, actually, it's in the contract that we can't do the stuff we were doing before.
Right.
Yeah, like to shut them down.
Yeah, you were gonna. Were you gonna say something there?
No.
Do you do a little self-editing there?
Just a little bit.
Because we've been doing it. It feels like we've been doing it forever. What we were doing before, but we're not gonna do that.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Now.
And I know. I just want to say this.
What?
I am aware that there are a number of very, very happy people in Northern California. And what I'd like to say is that for those people in Northern California...
Sacramento, you mean?
I didn't necessarily think it was...
It's well, we're on...
to say the name of the city.
We're on in San Francisco as well.
I was just going...
Rob, don't do the dance.
What I was going to say, I would appreciate it, even for one round of phone calls, if you would join me on this, I am willing to wipe the slate clean and just give them another chance.
Oh, wow. You've done this
I'm
before.
Willing. I know I have, and I. But you know what better time to like start afresh and just say, hey, look, yeah. Now.
That I'll do last. It
through
that.
I got $20 that says it doesn't last through today's show.
I say that it will last through today's show, and I will also say this, is he wouldn't hit me if he didn't love me.
But I wanted to make that announcement. I think it's appropriate
that's
because
right.
Obviously that's one of the markets where they're probably very happy that, well, not necessarily the management, but the people that listen are very happy that we're on there.
I'm and sure it'll manifest itself in great joy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shut up, both of you. Just shut up. Sacramento will always be what Sacramento is. You guys will start the dance again, and it'll be what it is.
Don't speak for me. I might just surprise you.
He's going to try.
I don't think so.
I might surprise you. I'm not going to say it'll last, but I'm going to try.
There you go.
I'm going to try until we get that first call.
Like you surprised me on my birthday? I'll wait
hey,
with that.
See. You know, with all the ground we had to cover.
I know.
20 minutes into the show.
I had to throw it out there.
20 minutes into
I'll
the show.
I'll get to it later. We got other
before
business.
You, and I will take all the grief, and I will. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
We're, at the end of the day, even though it probably would not be considered an overwhelmingly thoughtful gift, although I think it was pretty thoughtful, were you happy with your gift, even though it was late?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
But I would have to bust your balls.
Of course.
And I've got your message.
You know,
I've got your Irish Catholic guilty Major Bill Smith phone message on my cell I'm going to play today.
Very good.
But that's we're going to have to go back chronologically and take you through the last, how long have they did? Six shows.
Yes,
the last six
have,
shows that they've done. To
I'm sorry. It's me. I can't help it. You know, we work with a couple of guys that are pretty extraordinarily thoughtful people, and I know I pale in comparison to both Rob and Buzz when it comes to anything. I mean, like birthdays, Christmas, that type of thing. They're really good at it, and they spend a lot of time thinking about it. I, on the other hand, spend a great deal of time thinking about something that's much more important, and that's me.
I know.
You know.
Don't sweat it.
And it's gotten worse, not better.
Don't sweat it. Here now is the lineup. We want to salute the stations that are carrying the show.
Oh, good.
Let's see. Well, they did some weeding, so now we know where we are and where we aren't.
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
Washington, D.C., WJFK, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, live 105.7. Mm-hmm. Rochester, New York, still on board WHTK.
Long time.
Good. Lafayette, Louisiana, 105.9.
That I think is a long time affiliate. Mm-hmm. Also,
it is.
Wichita, Kansas, KFH FM and AM.
Yay! We've been on Wichita for a very long
time. Yes, we have.
Hagerstown, Maryland, WARK. Burlington, Iowa, KCPS. Portland, Maine, WZAN. Reno, KBZZ. Bakersfield, KGEO. Spokane, KJRB. Mike, Sacramento.
Yeah.
KHTK.
Yeah.
Yeah! Worcester, Mass, WORC. Burlington, Vermont.
What are we on? We are on in Worcester. I thought we weren't on in Worcester.
96.7.
Can you give us the number in Worcester, please? Because that's the closest market.
Easy to remember. It's what I scored on the SATs. 1310.
Very good.
York, Pennsylvania, WOYK. Richmond, WHAN. Green Bay, WNFL. Ocean City, Maryland, 96 Rock. Las Vegas, KSFN. San Francisco, KYCY. Even though the station doesn't show in the ratings, that really shouldn't count. Madison, Wisconsin, 100X. Virginia Beach, WBVA, Wichita, it's the FM station.
Ah.
Concord, New Hampshire, WKXL, Keene, New Hampshire, WZBK, Pittsburgh, WURP, remember that's the 5-watt station.
Warp.
Harrisonburg, Virginia, 95.5, Salt Lake City. Now, who would have thought that?
Yeah. That we'd still be on in Salt Lake City. We've been on for months.
And they tell us we're doing well on the Big 7.
That's good.
On the Big 70, KALL, and Buffalo, WBUF 92.9.
Fantastic.
Those are the stations. Now, let me see. The station in Seattle, they're gone.
They canceled.
They're gone. They canceled. But they had always had issues with us because they were a 3-hour affiliate and we're a 4-hour show.
Right.
I think, and I guess maybe Charlie checked on this, I know that the nutty guy at the little station in Iowa City went like on a rampage last week.
I believe he was quite an ally for us.
Yeah.
Well, not with... hi, Charlie. Did you call that station? Are they still on?
I haven't spoken to Steve, but he's the guy that flies Dennis out all the time. And
yeah, he's always been a big supporter.
Well, I had heard...
Call there now. He runs the board as well.
He runs the board?
So we're going to find out if we're on there.
Well, you call. Because I heard the guy was just
Really?
Just a total... Now, hold on here. Rob, you call.
What? You heard he was a total what?
An unhappy guy.
He wasn't happy. Well, yeah, because, I mean... But, I mean, he was unhappy because he wanted the show.
Well, I'll tell you
show.
What... Well, no, it got ugly.
Oh, dear.
What's the gentleman's name?
Steve.
Okay. It's busy.
Well, all right.
Hey, listen, here's what I heard. Here's what I heard from a guy who lives in Chicago who can pick up that station.
Ah.
I heard that the guy was on now at nighttime. I don't know why. Maybe he does the nighttime shift. But he devoted like 2 hours to saying that we're scumbags and that we're lying about everything. And he was canceling the show.
Hmm.
That was one of the communicados that I heard last week from a guy.
But isn't this the same guy that called us when all this was going on?
Yes.
He was one of the first guys that said he would do whatever it takes to get the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
He probably reacted
to the fact.
I don't know. I'm just telling you, I don't know.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying he probably reacted when we said goodbye.
Well, if we're on in Iowa, in Iowa City, someone will tell us.
Uh-huh. Good.
Now, here's the thing. These are all great stations that I just mentioned.
Yes.
And here's why we feel good about our deal with Westwood One. And also why we're not going to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't get some more stations,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be losing money on this show.
Yes. Right.
Because we're going to get paid no matter how many stations we have.
And the twofold part of that is not only, obviously, are we glad to have a guaranteed contract, but we also feel that this contract will now, hopefully, motivate the network to get us on in many, many more markets. And I certainly hope that that works.
Amen.
Because that's, you know, hell, who doesn't want to be on in as many places as they can be on?
And all we wanted was really just to be respected by them, just a contract. Listen, all kidding aside, they really stepped up.
They did.
They really stepped up, and they made a couple of really good, strong offers that, you know, lead me to believe that they've been doing fine with this show for the last 10 years.
You know, it comes down to a bottom line issue. They wouldn't have done what they did if they weren't interested in having us on their network.
Right.
And you know what? We weren't, believe it or not, the way things had gone, we weren't sure where we stood with the network. Well, now we know. And that, you know, once that's out of the way, now we go on and we just do our show.
And that's all we wanted to say, was that the complaining about Westwood One, from this end, it's done. Because anytime we complain, all they have to do is say, look, you signed a contract.
Yeah.
And what we said for all of those years, especially the last 2 years, was we don't have a contract with Westwood One. Well... Now we do.
Yay.
And they made it run the same as the JFK one, so that's what was going on.
We really do believe, and I think it's important for those people that heard us prior to coming back on today and heard the tone and heard how angry we were, we're looking at this as hopefully an opportunity to kick everybody in the ass, ourselves included, to get this thing going again. And
we just want to have fun. We just want to come in. Really, as much fun as it is to come in and say that your boss is a jerk face, we like doing that. And we know you like hearing that. But we also know that you reach a point when we're just talking about contracts and stuff, legal stuff, that at some point you just go, guys, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
You say, just tell us, shut up.
Right.
And the only way that we would get this resolved is what we did.
Yeah.
You know, that we have to... You know, dance like Warren Sapp did yesterday in the end zone, jump up and down pretending you're Beyonce, until finally someone at the network goes, wow, you know, gee, we better pull out the contract on these guys so we can rein them in. And then they pull out and they go, oh, well, guess what? They're right. No contract.
So hopefully this is the beginning of something. You know, we're going to do the same show we've been doing and having a good time doing.
We're going to be as happy as possible.
Well, under the circumstances as they are. We will be happy based on our contractual situation. We no longer can complain about that. But all the other things that we know in life in general.
But we will,
yes. I'm a decidedly... I've been told that by a number of people, and I agree. I am I'm a decidedly unhappy person.
And I'm trying to be a happy person.
Yeah, but you can't fight Mother Nature.
it's an uphill battle. However, I'm trying, and, you know, this is going to be the acid test for me with some important people in my life who are not in this room right now. One in particular, the pioneer gal that I'm married to, who is now said to me, okay, Now you have your contract with the radio station. You have your contract with the network. Now, you know, we're back to the be jolly thing. So that puts more added pressure on me to be jolly, which...
Well, let me inform you that the holidays are just around the corner.
Let me just ask you good people out there listening right now, A, cut us some slack, and B, really, I mean this from my ticker, don't piss me off. Just listen to the show, dig the show, give us the big ratings. Oh, and that's another theory that we're going to have to address. This was in some way a ratings stunt. Let's look at this realistically. It doesn't.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Is that what some of the chat groups were saying?
Well, that was, hold on. Who was on 4-4? Well, somebody's already picked it up. Mike, it's a call on the inside line.
Ooh,
hello?
Exciting.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
It's Steve from Iowa City.
Hey, now listen, dude.
Yeah.
I got a friend of mine.
I heard it.
That works in Chicago. Did you or did you not get on your radio station and totally dog us out?
No. I got on the radio station and I said, you guys say one thing, Westwood One says something else, Alan Wine One says something else, the guy in New York said something else. We are so committed to this show that when you were not on the network, we had to affiliate with an underground network to get you on the station.
Now listen, I know you did that thing.
Isn't this the guy that had Dennis on the phone?
Yeah, but hold on, listen, the guy that I'm using as my, because you know my real name is Source, but so part of the my source on this,
I'm not even on at night.
Is impeccable, okay.
I don't go on at night, I'm watching television. God, I got the dish, I got high definition TV.
Hold on. I'm going to have to call this guy.
This is good.
You call him, because I don't, when this show gets done, we go to the next show and I go home.
This is the guy,
okay.
Did you do, hold on, now that I think about
it. In front of the TV.
Wait a minute, now that everybody's seeing the name of the disc jockey, okay.
Yeah.
He does a morning show. He does a morning
show. I do the morning show.
Okay. He could have heard you in the morning, not at night.
I was bitching. Don't get me wrong. I'm bitching.
Okay. All right.
Because this show means...
And did you say or did you not say that you were going to cancel our ass?
I said if we didn't get new shows, we were going to have to cancel your ass.
So, what have you been doing the last week?
Caring you. I'm not stopping the show.
It's okay. Exactly what I thought. Yeah. The guy was upset.
The show. Like I say, we spent money. Do you realize what the phone bill is? Just to call Washington D.C. to import the show. And I called JFK and asked them to put me on hold, and they wouldn't do that.
Okay. So are you happy to have us back?
Yeah, I love this show.
All right, Steve, but I want to tell you something. You're on double secret probation.
I was there when we started carrying the show, if you'll remember.
Did you do something wrong then, too?
Yeah. I was the general manager. I've given that up. I hired somebody else that could do that.
Oh, really? So you're no longer like being the mayor and the sheriff and the preacher?
No, I just run the morning show, and he runs the whole thing.
Do you run our board?
I don't really know what I'm doing.
Do you run our board in the afternoon now still?
Yeah. Yeah, because I get to come in the studio. I get to slam the doors. Nobody else is allowed in the studio. I get to hear the show.
All right.
And as powerful as station is, it's still AM. So I don't have to worry about power lines or anything interfering as long as I'm in the studio.
All right, hold on a second.
I love this show.
That's very nice.
Hold on.
You got to like a guy who says he doesn't know what he's doing.
Hold on. I just got an instant message, though, about you. Hold on a second.
All right.
I'm looking for something on the internet that you wrote. Hold on. Did you post something?
Oh. Did you go on the internet and talk about the show?
Do I go on the internet?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I got a posting on the show that I was pissed off that it was going. It was on DCR TV.
Yeah,
I was pissed off. It
I
was
just got.
It.
I just got an instant message about that saying, "Go back on DCR TV and you're going to read."
Yeah,
exactly
read
what
it.
This guy wrote.
But I also, you got to understand something.
Yes, go ahead.
I have got a lot of money in promotion of the show. I do TV on the show. I do billboards on the show. And all of a sudden, and I told you guys, did I not come to you guys and say we'd pay for the show?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You did.
So all of a sudden, I'm edged out. All it is Ocean City, Baltimore, and honest to God, and I do get pissy. It's my radio station. I got everything I'm ever going to have in this thing.
Hold on. I'm still trying to find it. Hold on a second. Hold on. Meanwhile, hold on. I've just been handed this from WBUF in Buffalo. Congratulations on the deal with Westwood One. We got our latest trend, which is 2 full months of Don and Mike, including the bickering. WBUF Buffalo, 2554, 35 to 39.
Wow.
18 plus men, 45 to 53. 18 to 34 adults, 53 to 7.0.
That is a very good radio station that we're on up there that is getting better, and that's delightful news. That is very good. Don is presently searching on the internet to find the comments.
You know, Jesus.
And you know what really kind of torqued me off?
What's that, Kevin?
Steve.
No. John. Harry. Go ahead, Roger.
What torqued me off is when you guys were talking about plasma screens.
Uh-huh. About what?
What about, were we what? Talking about plasma screens?
You got plasma screens, right?
I know.
I do, so what?
I do.
See, that really pisses me off.
Well, Steve, it's not my fault. I'm here and you're there.
I can't help it. I plasma screen?
I can't find the goddamn thing.
Well, you're a radio guy. Trade one out.
But you did.
You own the radio station.
I've tried.
But you did get on a media message board and just.
I got on DCR TV and I said I was pissed.
Yeah.
I did. I'm not saying I did it.
Okay.
But I also. Read how I ended.
I can't find it. I just got an instant message from somebody saying this guy.
Read
totally...
how I ended it.
I can't find it.
Was the best damn show in 38 years I've been doing this.
Some guy just instant messaged me and said this guy knifed you at guys in the back.
Can I say I don't care about it. I am 100% behind John. Yeah.
I said on that, you read the whole damn thing.
Listen, Scott, I can't find it.
I'm telling you I'm not.
He isn't. It's so I know where the anger comes from. I can tell by listening to this guy.
We hear you, Bill.
I was pissed I was losing the show. I was pissed you were ending the syndicate.
I don't think.
And I was pissed that you had
Jeffrey.
The screen.
I don't think we have a more passionate affiliate in the network.
No.
I really don't.
And Brian?
If Alan Lyman was any kind of a manager, he'd want me to have a plasma screen.
Eli, thank you for your passion. Thank you for continuing to run the show on KCJJ.
We always will, even if it's over a ratty phone line.
Well, now, for 5 years, you won't have to.
Right.
And the good news is all of our stations, you know, you don't have to pay a dime. You run the Westwood One commercials.
All right.
That's what you do. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
It's great talking to you. Bye, Eric.
There he goes.
He's into it.
So he does a morning show, then he comes back in the afternoon and runs the board and shuts the door, and nobody can come in.
See, this is why we were incredibly surprised, and when Westwood One came through with the offer,
right.
My wife sat and looked at the thing and said, "Oh, come on, it's a joke." And I said, "What do you mean it's a joke? It's fantastic." She said, "Why would they give this to you?"
Mm-hmm.
That was really my
right.
She's not busting my balls.
We felt the same way.
Uh-huh.
She's not busting my balls. She said, "What's in it for them?" I said, I guess they really like the show.
Well, I believe they're now going to try to go out and grab a few handfuls of guys like Steve.
That's what they need to do.
So anyway.
Or John.
We got the deal. No, Mike, I believe his name is Richard.
Tyler.
Dave.
Sue.
Neil.
Leslie.
Dale.
Oh, hello.
Baby. Hey, baby.
Yeah, my boo.
Listen, I got to keep this brief.
Yes.
But really, with no BS, when I first showed you the Westwood One thing, wasn't your comment, even yesterday when we were in the car, your comment was, why would they do this? Now, keep in mind, they've given us... Well, more than what we asked for.
Yeah, well, we were riding to the Redskins game. We tried to noodle it through why they might actually like you. They might actually value you. I mean, we never had that impression.
That's the best part of all of this.
Now, really, you've got to know that this is true. I'm in the car with my wife. We're going to the football game yesterday. And now, you know, I really, I'll be honest, I have no bigger supporter than my wife. I lean on her all the time.
Sure.
However, it is slightly disheartening when you've signed the deal. You're happy.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the car. We're talking about it. And she says, really? She says, turn on the radio. I want to talk to you for a second. I says, turn on the radio. She goes, why do you think they did this? I said,
you've been in radio so long, and, you always have to think, okay, what's their angle? Because it looks like
that's bad.
Yeah. Well,
she said, what's in it for them? I said, how about we do a good show that gets good ratings? And she said, no, I
don't think so.
That can't be it.
She doesn't get it. And, honey, they even put out the press release today. So,
well, good.
I mean, they did everything they said they were going to do. Wow.
I went to their website, and your names were on it. So that was a good. I was trying to find the list of radio stations because Bart has asked about different areas. So if you bring the list home, that would.
I will, sweetie. All right, listen, I'll talk to you later because there's much more we have to talk about.
All right, sweetie.
All right, bye, darling. Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, so that's what I get. That's what I get from her. You know, we're just in the car driving along yesterday, having a pleasant day.
Yeah.
And she says, "Really, stop. Turn on the radio. Why do you think they did that?" Like, hold on, you're on my side in this, right? She says, "Yeah, I'm on your side, but why do you think they did that?" I said, "We have a good show." She says, "Yeah, but why did they do that?"
Oh God, she's looking out for you.
You know, it's like, honey, listen.
There's no angle.
Honey,
there's no angle.
I don't get it unless you know. They finally wised up. Either way, we're in bed with Westwood One. Right. Make no bones about it. We're in bed with Westwood One, and we're not using a rubber.
Nope.
We are having unprotected, full-on, adult-on-adult sex with Westwood One.
We are, and we feel at least... No, I'm not qualifying it. It is a feeling of... It sounds stupid to say it, but I do feel as though now... They are aware of us, and that's what really this was all about more than anything else.
That's it.
And it's a good feeling right now, for now.
Before we end this lecture for a commercial break, and please come back, because we'll be lecturing all day today. we want to apologize to you guys that listen to the show. I swear to God, really to Jesus, it was never our choice not to come in and do a show. Even if they were going to run...
Absolutely.
Even if they were going to run a tape on the network... Mm-hmm. We wanted to come in and do the show. We said even if it's a junked up show with commercials and weird points, just run it. Don't take us off the air, especially right when the ratings are starting.
Right. So, even on Thursday, when we were all the whole crew crammed up in our office watching the Chinese people on TV on the tour bus stuck in Washington D.C. during the hurricane,
waiting for the hurricane.
And boy, even with all our distress, and we didn't know what was going on at that point. God, did we laugh our asses off.
So anyway, thank you for your patience. I promise you we won't drag you through this.
And may I say on the air?
For another 5 years.
Belatedly. Happy birthday.
Would you please save it for later? Please save it. I have an entire segment. At some point
I've got today. A good counter that I'll wait. I'm prepared.
It's going to be a hard one for you to win. It's already water under the bridge. It was last
week. The water over some of the bridges in your neighborhood that I drove through.
Okay.
To get you your gift a day late. Because I risk my life. I risk my life driving through. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
There were a lot of leaves on it.
You didn't. And furthermore, I told you it was my birthday that morning. When we spoke, I told you on the telephone before we came to work it was my birthday.
I know.
I did.
And I have no excuses. Other than the fact that my mind was on...
Look Around Cafe.
A Category 2 hurricane.
No,
and
it was on... You met with a guy from the Look Around Cafe. You did. Come on, you did.
Well, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't have remembered even though if I hadn't met with him, though. It wasn't him.
Anyway.
It was just... My life was just in turmoil.
It's all part of what we'll talk about on today's show, but we're very... We're very grateful to be back, and we're really sorry that we inconvenienced you guys for the last 6 days, and really for the last 2 years. But now let's look at what we got. We got a deal here, we got a deal there.
Got a show to do, we got future bets to pay off.
Oh, you want to go down that road? Yeah. If you want to go down that road...
I'm feeling good.
Your boys have a 2.5 game lead with 7 games left.
We do. We do. The magic number is 5, and anything could happen. It's baseball.
Sure. I feel good.
I'm glad you do.
I feel good about the Seattle Mariners. I'm sad that station...
I'm glad you do.
I'm sad that station in Seattle canceled us.
Yeah.
But screw them. I say that is a good sign for me that God has said something about Seattle to me.
Right.
God has said that you've been canceled in Seattle, but I'm going to make it up to you because the Mariners are going to go 7-0. The Red Sox are going to drop 4 in a row to the Orioles, and then they're going to fall right out of the playoffs. And Mike's going to go to the titty bar with Tom.
Uh-huh. That's comedy.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance, I'll just say this, I know we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Have you had a chance to watch the documentary on HBO, The Curse of the Bambino?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, no, why? Are you going to have an opinion on it without watching it?
Because he's on it.
Yeah, I know. He's not even a part of it.
And you know, that's another thing that we got gypped out of talking
about. You talk about Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And oops, I almost slipped and said the F word.
You know, we got gypped out of Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
Yes.
We got gypped out of 8 Simple Rules for planning my funeral. We got gypped out of Johnny Cash dying.
I want to say, anyone that wants to know what it is to be a Red Sox fan, watch that show. It's the most amazingly accurate interpretation of what we have all gone through, and I'm talking about people that are lifers, the real Red Sox fans that have done it for their entire life.
Like you and Ben Affleck.
Well, he's from Boston, so I guess, you know, you gotta, I mean, but you know, I didn't even know when I watched, because it came in late when I watched it, and at the end said narrated by Ben Affleck. I didn't even know it was him that was narrating it. And
you gotta watch some of the promos.
Until the very end.
He's all over the promos with his big dumb guy face. I've been a Red Sox fan all my life. And then they show him on, I guess he threw out a ball.
Yeah. I didn't see him in the documentary.
Well, no, in the promo.
Oh, in the promo he does?
When he was, you know, and he threw like a girl.
Mm-hmm. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are both, you know, big Red Sox fans.
Right.
But you will, you know, just because you have lived you've lived the worst moment of being a Red Sox fan with me. We were working together, and we were in the stadium during that particular series. You got to watch this.
But listen, even if they win our bet, and there's a part of me, even as cruel as you were to me my birthday, there's a part of me that hopes you win the bet because I know it'll make you happy.
Right.
But you know this.
Yes.
They're not going to go to the World Series.
I'm not confident that they're going to make it to the World Series. I think it would be a long. They're a long shot for the World Series.
And you know, if they
completely.
Made it to the World Series,
yeah, they're going to do something horrible.
They'd never win it again.
If they make it to the World Series, they've got a better chance of winning the World Series if they get to it than they would of getting to the World Series. I think they got more to go through in the American League.
Then maybe we have a chance to double the bet.
No. No, I will be so delighted if they make the post.
No, I mean, even if I win. Even if I win, I'd go double or nothing with you.
Well, if you win, then we can't double the bet because they're out of it.
No. Oh, that's right.
Come on.
All right, that's right. Okay.
Jeez, what's wrong with you?
I ain't been here for a week. Been at home with my wife and no power and, you know. Oh.
But what I think I heard you saying just then was you were already talking about doubling the bet, you know, going double or nothing, because I think you already know what the result of the bet's going to be. See, I think you've just shown your real feelings on it. I think you know what's going to happen.
No, I don't. No, I really don't.
I don't either. Believe me, I'm putting up a good front. You have no idea. Every day, you know, got to 1.5 games over the weekend. This is, in fact, I shouldn't even be talking.
Mike,
about
let me this. Just say 3 words to you, and then we must go to break.
What?
Keep jinxing it.
You're right.
Keep jinxing it.
Anything can happen.
That's all. We got a break.
All right.
We're back. We're queer. We're not going skiing.
We're not.
And Mike, you'll be glad to know, Charlie was on Westwood1.com. They put all of the breaking news on Westwood1.com.
Oh, good.
Our new network. Along with the news about us, I'm proud to announce that Westwood One's Larry Michael has been named Outstanding Radio Sports Executive of the Year by the All-American Football Foundation.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Larry.
I do.
The All-American Football Foundation.
I do.
That's great.
Man.
Am I the only one that thinks this team showed a lot of heart in the third quarter? Am I the only one?
Oh, man, Larry.
You might be, Larry. All right, we got a break.
I do.
And we got, listen, we're not going to do a contest here, so okay, as to slow things down, but you should know that every day this week, we're giving away a vacation anywhere you want to go on Southwest Airlines and the destination of your choice.
Very good.
We'll give that away on today's show.
Cool.
And that, of course, is courtesy of the beautiful Tammy, who is our promotions director, and who I do want to, oh, thanks, Charlie. Turn on the harmonizer. We have a guest coming up that I want to tell you about, Mike.
Okay.
It's a booking that's like a month away, but there's no better time than now to announce this. Tammy, who we've talked about and had on the show for years,
uh-huh,
she's pregnant.
Wow.
Congratulations, Tammy.
Congratulations.
And it's mine.
Well, congratulations.
That's great.
To you
though.
Both.
It's mine.
That's wonderful. Maybe this will be the daughter that you... Well, you have a daughter and a son.
I do.
So.
I'm hoping for...
Hoping for another son?
I said, I want Siamese.
Oh, good.
I want two, but I want them joined.
Uh-huh. Two dads, the you know, more to love. Whatever.
And being at this time, I'm just the sperm donator.
Right.
I'm saying go ahead, roll the dice.
Yeah, but I mean, it was, you know.
It's... Three eyes, four eyes, nose coming out of his elbow.
Yeah, but you were the donor, but, you know, it's not like you didn't use a turkey baster. I mean, you were the donor and you had fun at the same time.
You got a turn on, Robbie?
Okay.
This is a lot of weight.
I think it's worth
a long way to go, just to announce.
Coming very soon on the Don and Mike Show. Sexpert Doctor Natasha Terry.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe this will be the time I can get her.
Who says we don't continue to book the biggest guests, huh?
Fantastic.
Turn it.
She is so sexy. Wait a minute. He's fixing it right now.
More sex, please.
Dr. Natasha Terry.
Yeah. She's our favorite sexpert.
Sure is.
So do you like the deal I got you with Westwood One?
I did, Satan. I sure didn't like signing that contract with you, but hey, look what happened to us.
Hey, Alan Weinwald.
Yeah, he was happy you got involved at the last minute.
Your wife's a great lady.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear Satan.
Satan.
That's very mean.
I have one more message.
What's that, Satan?
Let's go Red Sox.
Oh, wow. I don't know whether that's good or bad.
It could be good.
Might be good.
Enough of that. Got a break. So glad you're with us. Glad we're here. Glad I'm not at home.
And thank you all for supporting us. And we're glad that everything got worked out.
So that's it. So now I think we all collectively can just close this chapter on the show.
We're cool.
That, you know, yeah, absolutely, Buzz.
And can I make a request? You know, ixnay on the welcome back, you know, stuff. Because, yeah. I mean, come on. We're back. We're going to do the show. Just have fun.
That's all we want to do now is do the show. And Buzz, you're right. From Pulp Fiction, you know, Mike, you say it like Ving Rhames.
What's that?
Are we cool? You be Ving Rhames.
Are we cool? We're cool.
There you go.
We're cool.
We're cool. I mean, I'll tell you, we got to sit there when I get done with Mr. Redneck Rapist over here. That's my favorite scene.
Get medieval on his ass.
Get medieval on your ass.
So everybody listen.
There is no you and me.
So listen, everybody. Are we cool? Are we cool?
We're cool as soon as Mr. soon to be living the rest of his life in excruciating pain rapist over here. That was the line.
That's it.
You know, see, I got to get back. I got to get up to speed, too.
That's it. 8 Simple Rules for Ruining Our Career by Alan Linewand.
Yay!
We'll be dragging him over the coals today.
Very good.
Really, you got to wonder, what's going on in this man's mind?
Who knows?
What is going on in this dog-sized brain in this human being? Mm-hmm. Why would he take us off the radio station he's the general manager of?
I don't know.
Why? We still don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm just happy.
We'll find out. Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
And Rob wants Alan to know he's just dropped a penny out in the hallway. Okay. Let's break, and we'll be back. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, every once in a while I'm supposed to just throw in on Westwood One.
Uh-huh.
But
we'll be back on the Westwood One radio network.
God, like that. No. Be back on your station.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Michael.
Yeah?
It's nice to know Singular Wireless was available when home phone lines were useless due to Hurricane Isabel.
You bet, Donnie. And Singular is on your side with Singular's great calling plans. If you need to keep your team connected, get family talk with Rollover.
Hey, Rollover, honey.
Add a line to your calling plan for $9.99 per line per month.
Plans start at $39.99 or share your minutes on one bill. Need phones?
Uh-huh.
Singular lets you be the hero and score free phones throughout the entire month of September. I'm skipping the rest and moving right to the end here.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular Wireless store for details.
I guess we could get in, keep connected, and switch to Singular Wireless. Singular at 866-SINGULAR. Log on to singular.com or visit any Singular Wireless store in your area.
And now, on with the show.
They have dozens of them.
And now, on with the show.
And make sure you tell them Don and Mike sent you.
WJFK.
See, it's at the bottom.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why will you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're through. I that all the yelling and the fights that we had, it won't be cause of you. Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
They like their cruelty the way they like their women. Naked. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're back. Phone number 877-365-3636. Before we go to Alan, and boy, are we going to put the screws to him. This is what a world-class dope he is. I mean, really. Talk about mismanaging a situation. Can you, again, now I'm not going back on our word to bitch or complain.
No.
This is ridicule.
Oh, it's a different category.
This is simply public ridicule.
Ridicule.
Now, you look at it like this. You got a couple of guys doing a radio show for your station, WJFK. We're having a hang-up with the network. Yeah, and we've covered all that we didn't have a contract, etc. Alan could have kept us on WJFK every day, and maybe Westwood One could have carried that, or maybe they would have decided not to, you know, see how it falls out.
Right.
This dope decides, and here's how he backed himself in a corner. He decided on Friday that he was going to take us off, I guess a week ago Friday, because he was sure everything would be resolved by Monday, and that way we wouldn't say anything like call people jerk faces or read documents on the air. And then on Monday, when it didn't get worked out, we said, well, we want to go back to work. He said, no. Wait till Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Things will be fine on Tuesday. Then Tuesday, things didn't get worked out. And every day, we went through the same thing with Alan.
Yeah, it got into it started a certain way. And because of that, he was in a position where he wasn't going to put us back on until everything was solved and things didn't get solved right away.
Here's where Alan finally started feeling the underpants and the crack of his ass.
Mm-hmm.
When the hurricanes started coming. Or hurricane singular, but all the tropical storms and everything.
Right.
That day, that Thursday, when he realized that the D.C. metro area and a lot of our listening area, I mean, on the network, all the way down from Richmond to Norfolk, all the way up the coast, that they're all going to be hit by this hurricane. Then finally, it goes off in his head. You know, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to have these guys here,
mm-hmm.
because it's going to be a hurricane, and people would probably like to hear their take on it. So we all show up on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We are all up in the office.
Ready.
We are ready. We're all sitting up there. It's Buzz, Mike, me, Rob, Charlie.
Doing what we love to do as a group, watching local news. It's the funniest goddamn thing on the air when you watch a large group of people.
He comes in. That's it. No show today. Amazing. Friday, that's it, no show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does this finally get resolved? I think we can announce this now,
mm-hmm.
that on Friday night, Friday afternoon, when once again, Alan, you know, I'll say this about him. Here in the D.C. area, when they heard that the hurricane was coming, they called off school 2 days in advance. Now, a lot of people think that that's a smart move because mm-hmm. you keep the kids off the street and they close down the government. I happen to think that it was a short-sighted move, that you could have gone along with work and business and school on Thursday since the storm didn't get here Thursday night.
Right.
But everything shut down on Thursday, just in case.
Right.
Alan treated whatever we were going through the same way. His whole thing was, you know, there might be a problem, so just stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Alan was in charge of the government. You know, the government was shut down for 2 days. You know, there might be a storm coming, so stay at home. Make it a ghost town. So Thursday, we're not on the air. Friday, we're not on the air. Friday night, about 5 o'clock, all day long, we're screaming at people on the phone. I called Mike, and I just said, we're going back Monday. We're not going to tell anybody. And if Alan doesn't want us on the air Monday, he's going to have to physically this time, really physically, push us out of the way.
That was not going to happen. We were not going to not be on the air on Monday.
Right. Now, we didn't tell Alan that, and we didn't tell whoever the guys at Westwood One were.
And fortunately, it didn't come down to that because everything got done.
Yeah, well, it got done because then we had to tell, and equally to blame here, I have to say this, our guy, who's a jerk face as well,
He's working for us, but goddamn if he didn't slow this whole process down.
You know, and I'll tell you, lawyers.
Lawyers love to lawyer.
Well, yes, lawyers, you know, I think it's inherently a problem with our society when you think about lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers are, if you really analyze it, it's a simple thing. They get paid for time. The longer time they give you and the longer time they take, the better it is for them to make more money.
Right. Unfortunately, we're in a situation where we have lawyers that deal with these contracts. And the problem is our guys had a good conversation with Westwood One. And then our guys started getting all lawyerly on us.
And our guys are agents, okay? They don't get paid like that. They're lawyers, too, and they still can't break those habits.
So, now, very interesting. And looking back in hindsight, we should have done this earlier. On Friday, both Mike and I called our agent after 5 p.m. on Friday and said, hey, listen, Dick, we're just saying this to you. Not to JFK, not to Westwood One. We're just telling you. We're going back on the air Monday. And if they don't want us there, they're going to have to physically take us away.
We're going back no matter what.
We're going back even if we don't have a contract. We don't care. We're going back.
Right.
Well.
And we're told all week, like the last 2 days of the week, we're close.
Yeah.
We're close.
Yeah. Be by a fax machine at 2 p.m. Be by a fax machine. It's a hurricane. I don't have any goddamn electricity.
That was the day.
All right.
But you got to.
And everybody's out, you know, because everybody's hit the streets, you know, in the East
working.
Coast.
Right.
Because the hurricane is hit. Nobody has power.
Right. So we finally call our dumb agent and we say, that's it. Monday we're going back. And we hang up the phone and I talked to Mike at about 6 on Friday and I said, listen, screw it. Just put your mind at ease. We're going back on Monday if we have a deal or not. You know, we're a united front on this.
And we kind of, it was a good conversation because it was closure that we were going to come back. But it's also at the same time, you know, why didn't this thing get done? And,
right.
And it was going to be difficult to come back in here. It was going to be a tough show for us to do.
45 minutes later, our agent calls us up. We have a deal. Now, I'm looking at the phone and going, you retard. Really, our agent is retarded. I mentioned this to Mike today. If we didn't have an ironclad deal, we'd fire this guy. Because even today, the guy who we're paying to work for us,
mm-hmm. who made us go through the fire drill of fire drills on Friday to sign this contract because we understood that's what the network wanted. They wanted to get it signed because as soon as it got signed, they were going to get it out to the press.
Wow. So we got to the fax machines on Friday at 7 p.m., signed.
And let me tell you something. When a major hurricane has passed through the area,
yeah.
Faxing, some of the modern conveniences, not all that easy to get that done.
No, I had to drive for 3 hours, I'm not kidding, to get to someone that... and it's not like... You can go to Walmart if there was a Walmart open, right. And I tried to say, I have to get a fax and send a fax. Can I pay? I know there are places that have such, like Kinko's has that, but a lot of these Kinko's, everything was closed.
Right.
So we finally get to a spot where we can do this, and we're feeling good. And then this morning, I get a call from somebody at the network, and they said, the press release is ready to go out. And I said, well, now, why hasn't it gone out? We have a deal. Well... Your guy, your agent, never faxed us back the contract that you guys signed. Now, Westwood One signed their part first.
Right.
They did their part on good faith and faxed it to our guy. We signed our part and faxed it to our guy. Our guy then, I guess, just put his thumb up his butt and walked out of the office for the weekend.
Yeah. Well, he's in Chicago. Probably enjoyed a nice weather weekend, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the weather was.
So, again, both Mike and I got to double team our guy today to say, hey, hello, McFly. McFly, send them back the signed contract. However, having said all of that, George McFly called while we were off the air.
Oh. Where is George now?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the message. It's on my machine at home. It's long. It's incredibly rambling.
Oh. Is he worse?
I don't know. I've not listened to it. Okay. When it came over, I just said to Frida, save it.
The last time you got one from him, he got you mad and scared.
Play it on the air. But there's no doubt that the one guy who in all of this, just in my humble opinion, was just the dumbest guy of all is Alan. That... Why he would initiate taking us off the radio, I don't know. And we're going to find out now.
Very good.
And then we'll move on. This is just a question that has to be answered.
Mm-hmm.
Why were we taken off the air?
And I don't know if you looked out your window, but those trees are still there.
Yeah, he said the trees were going to come down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thursday he was telling us.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
We have a new modus operandi here now that we're signed, sealed, and delivered.
Was he not going to
be answering his phone?
Oh, no, hold on. I was down the wrong.
You've criticized him in the past for both answering and staying on the line.
Alan.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Good.
Hey, Alan, first off,
where are you guys?
All those trees,
what are you doing here today?
All those trees are still up.
I guess I was wrong about one thing.
When we were up there in the office on Thursday waiting to go on, and we got the word no go on, one of the things Alan mentioned was with this impending hurricane, he said, on more than one occasion, he said, tomorrow all of these trees will be gone.
All those trees are coming down.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's a famous Alan Limewine quote.
So here he is now, the architect. And Alan, do you have plenty of your prepared one-liners to deal with this interview?
No, I really don't. And as a matter of fact, this is going to be the shortest interview on record.
Okay. If you would just tell us, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Brief is fine. Truth really works here. Why were we off the air?
Why were you off the air last week?
Please don't answer a question with a question.
Well, it gives me time to think.
Well, that's the first time that's been said on the show. But why, Alan?
Well, I was actually saving you from yourselves.
How? Please explain.
Well, because I really wanted to have this deal done without you guys on the air saying anything.
Okay, then what about but what about the fact that we missed six broadcast days?
That was very unfortunate, but you know, what are you going to do? You're with us for 7 years. What, six?
Five.
And 7 years. What, six?
Five. Days? It's 5 years. You know it. It's five.
It's seven.
It's five. It's five. We've had this discussion. What you're trying to do is derail the discussion now. I'm not going to allow that. You kept us off the radio when we could have been on the radio.
That is true.
Now, you were generous enough to run as I heard it, a beautifully crafted announcement that really spoke from the heart, saying the management of WJFK.
Was it Alan on there?
No, it was Cameron.
Oh, Cameron, all right.
Program director.
Management of WJFK. I'd like to let everyone know Dynamite are not here today. He'll be back soon. They'll be back very, very soon.
Now, Alan, I know that you originally thought if you took us off on Friday, it would be done by Monday. When did you start realizing you had pulled the biggest boner of your career?
I didn't realize that until you just called me, actually.
No, really? Come on. I mean, at what point?
No, I was actually a little concerned on Thursday. That's when I became a bit concerned because, you know, the weather was terrible. A lot of factors were coming into play on Thursday.
Alan, now you know, I'm not one to Monday morning quarterback to double guess you. But
second guess.
Sure you are.
Yep. During that whole process, did you ever think WWKD? What would Ken do?
Actually, no, not during that process.
You did not.
Really. But, you've had that thought quite often, I'm sure.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, very good.
See, you know that Ken's the guy that got fired now and got his job.
That's right.
So now the question is, you know, would Ken have handled this any differently?
Although I actually think he would have handled it exactly the same way.
You think so?
I think.
Well, it's water.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's water under the bridge now. Now I think.
No offense.
I think you would have dealt with it a lot differently. I think maybe we wouldn't be here today.
Yeah,
I do think
exactly.
But Alan, really, all hard feelings aside, you are just one dumb executive.
Well, thank you.
To take off the highest rated show on your radio station when our beef had nothing to do with this radio station was moronic, idiotic, stupid, dumb,
short-sighted,
idiotic.
We had that already.
Oh.
And now, Alan, my here's the last question I have for you.
Yeah.
Because you ran this announcement on the air. Oh, and here it is. Let's listen to the beautiful, eloquent Cameron Gray.
Here we go.
Good.
Now, this is what they ran. Alan decides he's going to take us off the air, so this is what he runs.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Uh-huh. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
I don't know about you, but I get goosebumps hearing that every time.
That fills me with confidence.
Well, and it was soon.
Now, no, it wasn't. It was six shows later. Alan, when you ran that thing, I'm just curious to know, did our listeners contact you via email or telephone to tell you much of the same things that we're telling you now?
Yes, they did, and it was much worse in many cases, trust me.
Well, they're doing their job then.
And we got calls from affiliates, you know. I was a bad guy last week.
Did you actually have the intestinal fortitude to have a conversation with any of our listeners, or did you just let it all go to voicemail?
Voicemail, all of it.
Voicemail. Did you answer any of the emails?
I did respond to some listeners. I did.
You spoke with some listeners?
Uh-huh.
Wow. How'd that go?
Not well. Not well at all. But, you know, hey, listen, it's all in the day's work.
Did you give them that same load of crap, that same, well, I'm doing this for them so that they don't say something they'll regret or whatever it is you were saying?
Yeah, pretty much. I towed the party line with them, too.
And how was that received?
Not well. Huh. It was a very rough week for me last week. You know, I had the Donna Mike hurricane, and I had Hurricane Isabel, so.
I will say that no matter what, you do seem to be, oddly enough, even happier than we are today.
You don't know how happy I am today.
Well, of course, he made the dumbest move. I mean, he
got away with it.
Yeah, he took us off the air.
Relief.
Unscathed.
He took us off the air.
Well, isn't that what being a general manager is, though? I mean, it's just a series of just being relieved once crises pass.
Series of bad decisions.
Series of bad decisions, which once you are allowed to make those decisions and get away with it, it's a great sense of relief.
Absolutely.
But, Alan, would you like to take this chance publicly to apologize to our listeners? Because, really, you screwed them out of six good days, and you know... I know I told you this. We had a whole show just based on eight simple rules for my funeral.
There you go.
And now we're screwed because nobody cares that John Ritter's dead anymore.
The listeners know the way I feel, at least the ones who contacted me, so.
Well, what about those who are listening who are mad at you
later?
I'm
sorry we were unable to carry Don and Mike last week, but they'll be around for a long, long time.
And the reason that you were not able the reason that you were not able to carry us was?
Because I'm stupid.
Okay, well, okay.
There he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Vice President and General Manager Alan Linewan.
Alan Linewan.
Very nice.
Thank you.
It's a good speech.
Hey, guys, I am actually thrilled that you're back, so congratulations on your new deal.
Well handled, boss man.
Unscathed.
All right.
Way to go.
Way to go.
Have a good day.
And all right, Alan, nobody else is in there with you, right?
And Alan, hey, listen, I know it's all because of you, pal.
Don, I know you do.
I got that from Alan once this thing was done. Every other word is, you know, this. He says, I was there pushing. And here's the one thing that I'm going to call you on. I guess it was the night of the hurricane, the Thursday night.
Right.
Or no, it was the Friday night, the night it was done.
That we were all recovering.
And I was talking to Alan, and still nobody had any power. And he said, I want you to know, hey, pal, I want you to know I was behind this all the way. I'm still here now. It's 8 o'clock on Friday night. And Alan, I know I said this to you, but I really meant it, you know. Okay, I appreciate the fact, but listen, let's face it. What did you have to go home to?
Oh,
no electricity, and a bitchy wife who's been alone all day with no electricity? What man wouldn't want to stay in an environment
right.
where he had air conditioning, internet,
sure.
television?
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing me any favors by staying on Friday night. Our deal was done.
You're right. It was a pleasure working with your agent.
And I'm sure he would say the same of you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you two guys.
Is there any truth to the rumor I heard that you and our agent are going to be vacationing together?
I'd like to see you two playing Jeopardy together.
Oh, yeah, strip Jeopardy.
I'd like to see Wheel of Fortune with you guys.
Yeah, he does a nice job for you.
They'll be chatting.
Okay. Nice. Well, there you go. That's a lot of you are wondering what happened last week. Here you go. That's the man behind it. We just pulled back the curtain. There he is. Oz Line 1. All right, Alan, thank you.
All right, guys, welcome back.
Thanks.
Over and under on when the next problem is?
Week.
Well, a major problem, not for years, but tomorrow, I'm saving this because this is a happy show today.
Sure.
Tomorrow, I do have and Alan, I've already told you and warned you, and Mike, you know this, I do have a legitimate gripe against FedEx Field and your Washington Redskins. Alan?
He's gone. All right, I got to go.
Huh? Right, but you know I'm right on this.
Well, we'll talk about it.
No, you know I'm right.
We'll talk about it.
You know I'm right.
Welcome back.
God damn it.
Enjoy your new deal.
Okay.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue,
and
we will bring you the best of the Donna Mike Show.
Why
Donna
him?
Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
Why? Because I was scrambling to find somebody who was ill and left.
God. The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Donna Mike Show. Donna Mike will be back live soon.
Now go out and have a nice coffee culotta.
You couldn't
get the guy that's got the, you know, that guy that you don't like anymore.
Well, no, because we can't run him on the network.
Well, it's going to be. I think Cameron sounded like management. You know, management of, like, a lemonade stand.
Okay. Thanks, Alan.
All right, thank you, guys.
Just at some point, let me know how we're going to get these 6 days back.
The two of you cracked me up.
All right,
now. You and Limewad, you know, I sure hope, like, during the negotiation, you two got off the phone with each other quicker than this. Both of you guys have. You know what? I'm going to write a book about Don Geronimo and Alan Limewad.
Well, I don't want to give
men
it
who can't say goodbye.
Well, no, right. I want to say goodbye, but the point has not been made.
You never will with him.
But I just want everybody to know.
What point are you trying to make?
Oh, no. Now, see?
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Alan.
I did it.
Hang up! You know, he's doing that thing with Rob now.
Okay.
He's doing his joke
all
with
right.
Rob.
It's fun.
Is he still there?
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Go play some commercials.
Bye, boss.
Bye.
See, that's what he was winning for my obvious cue, and I'm always the one that gets him.
Don't
off
make
the phone.
Some more brilliant decisions.
That's the way you normally. That's his cue. Is like, hey, if you stay on the line, Alan, we won't be able to play commercials. Click.
Go make some more well thought out decisions. Go take a whiz and make a life altering decision while you're taking a whiz.
The whiz.
when you're taking a dump, realize that you've made an awful, terrible mistake.
No. I will base my decision on the coils. I will study the coil.
My whiz.
I will study the coil, and that is how I will decide what to do.
Anyway, that's the genius. That's the Nimrod. That's calling us every day and saying, oh, and he loved, now that he's got the job, mm-hmm. he does love saying this. I am the general manager.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it. Mm-hmm. I am the general manager, and I am making this decision solely on my own.
Well, how would you react if your job interview lasted like a year and a half?
Okay. So that's the deal with Alan. That's why we weren't here. Right. We apologize. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
What are you going to do with a guy?
Well, I am so glad to be back.
Yeah, me too.
Really
me too.
Am.
Me too. Joe, hold on. We got something about one of our affiliate stations. Listen, I know we've not...
Have I told you you're my favorite?
I know we've not been here for a while, but it does help if the phone is right here.
Yeah, things are not...
Actually, over here. Yeah, actually, you're right. Thanks. Well, I guess we caught Joe off guard with that. The guy we came back to work today.
He's very busy.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Joe. It's another guy named Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Buzz. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I was just calling you outside of Portland, Maine, and when you guys were talking about the recording that Alan had put out on WJFK, right. Negotiation stuff, WZAN up here, I'm dropping a dime on them, and... The program manager, his name was Don either Thibodeau or Trudeau. Cause
okay,
he
just,
that,
just cut to the chase.
Just to the point.
Yeah. Cut to the chase.
Well, they were talking about the point of saying that Don and Mike will be back, but they're negotiating for more money. And so what led me to believe was saying, you know, that ain't true because you guys were talking about the syndication issues. You weren't talking about all that. So I was like, what is this guy trying to do?
No, that's
playing
another,
with his heart.
See, that's another... This is... I just
that's a lie.
I just want to put this behind us.
There are a lot of there's serious things. It's multi-layered.
Oh, yeah.
Money was definitely a part of what
the mistakes in this negotiation are multiple.
Are multiple. But let's not look backward. Let's look forward.
Thank
okay.
I'm glad you guys are back.
We are too.
Appreciate it.
Right.
And Godspeed to you.
Right.
See and you to you.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Ever.
Hello. Jimbo. Guy was on hold 1 hour, 27 minutes.
Where's the problem? Yes, sir. But let's see if we can identify his cellular carrier.
It's, do I got to tell you?
No, oh, no. That'd be a real bad idea.
Don't, because they probably advertise for this place. What do you want?
Hey, you guys are good. Good, you.
That was worth the wait, sir.
All right, thanks.
Hey.
What?
Don?
Yes.
You're my hero.
Do you ever notice when somebody wants to just stay on the radio to stay on the radio, and they go, hey, wait. And
then wait.
And then there's the big pause, right, because he absolutely has nothing to say.
Well, he's been an hour 27.
I've been working.
Okay, well, listen, really.
In actual fact, I can hear you better on my cell phone than I can on my radio. What,
I can tell by the quality.
We have to do a commercial break. What did you need to say?
Well, I just want to tell you, I want to have your baby.
Well, stand in line.
You guys are the greatest.
Stand in line.
Mm-hmm. And Buzz?
Yes, sir.
You're the man.
Thank you.
You are the man.
But I think you're the man.
Was it worth the wait?
No. You're the man.
Hey, yo, was it worth the wait?
Of course.
All right.
Well, of course. Always.
Let's give this guy 10 seconds to summarize his thoughts.
Uh-huh. Good.
He's waited an hour and 27 minutes. Go. 10 seconds.
10 seconds. How long does 10 seconds?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Time flies.
That's still fun.
I miss him already.
That's always fun. All we're missing, though, is that sound, so you know that we hung up on.
Yeah, but we're starting to get our little things back. We're starting to do the stuff we do.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Alan Line 1 is not available right now. He's in the hallway picking up a penny someone had dropped. Press 1 to leave your message now.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Alan Line 1 is not available right now. If you haven't received your prize, hand over and kiss your ass goodbye. F off from Infinity Radio.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They like whole, not whole. Don and Mike.
Yeah!
What about Black Betty?
Black Betty.
Uh-huh. Yesterday, I wish, you know, so many times I'm watching something on TV and I wish, after the fact, that I had TiVo'd it or taped it. There were two sports things, one of them involving Black, and the other, last week on Monday Night Football, Madden was talking about, it was the Giants-Cowboys game,
right?
And Madden, it was raining, and Madden was talking about how Kerry Collins has a problem with wet balls.
Oh. And he has a problem.
That's good that we can put that on the show.
Holding wet balls, and sometimes during practice, they dry his balls. Now, this is all just being said by John Madden, and I'm on the phone to Broyhill saying, we got to be taping this. We totally missed.
I'm sure somebody has it.
But we're going to start running tape on Madden and have him call phone whores. On Sunday, I'm watching...
That's good, though. That's it. Tough to beat that one.
I'm watching our friend, the lovely, the beautiful, the talented Nancy on CBS, and they're doing their thing where they pick the games.
Right.
And Deion Sanders is talking about some team, and he says, this team has a really big, powerful back. But what he says is, this team has a really big, powerful black. And then he stops for a second, and they all laugh, and Deion Sanders goes, a black back. He's a black back. And then there's, you know, all the rest of the guys are white, so there's a...
Oh, there. Nervous laughter.
There's the nervous laughter, and they come back from the break. And this is totally gone now. I mean, they come back from the segment.
Right.
They've picked the games. They come back, and Nance, who obviously is still uptight about the big black remark,
sure,
well, Dion, all I know is from where I sit, it's a better thing that you said that than one of us.
Oh, God. Jim Nance, who really, you know, for a long time we had a label of being tragically white, but is there any whiter person than Jim Nance?
Winner.
Nah. He's the whitest. Mike, this comes to us now from radioandrecords.com.
Uh-huh.
Here's their headline. Westwood One, Don and Mike, kiss and make up.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
That is nice.
After weeks, you know, if they really want to be truthful, after years,
mm-hmm,
this is after weeks of on-air feuding, brooding, and best-of broadcasts, the WJFK Washington-based syndicated duo and Westwood One announced today they have reached a new long-term partnership agreement that will keep the Don and Mike Show on the network. And then it has all the quotes and everything, and that's, you know,
that's all we ask for.
There it is. Mm-hmm. That's all we ask
for. What's all this, then?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike aren't available right now. They're out donating their sperms. To leave a message, sperms. Press and hold your number 3 now.
He's always that close.
You're so close. It's sperm singular, not sperms.
It was a joke, man.
You did that on purpose.
It was supposed to be like that.
No, hold on.
No, you're always a little short. I mean, you're really good at what you do with that little thing, but it's always just a little tough.
That's okay. Call back when you get your ass together.
Get perfect.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, like us. Hello, what, Robbie?
He's like a Rolls Royce with no engine. He's just not quite right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi.
There. Hi.
Wanted to see if you guys were going to post the list of stations that you're broadcasted on your website, or if there's a way I could get it.
You know, not a bad idea.
They should put that on WJFK.com. Or, you know,
I travel, and it'd be great to be able to dial into you guys wherever I am.
God forbid that Westwood One should do it now.
That's almost close.
I know.
That's funny.
I think it would be a good idea if Westwood One put that on westwoodone.com.
So in other words, I'm never going to get it?
No.
I think maybe we'll have Charlie call up to Westwood One and suggest that to him. And there's no reason we can't put it on our website, too.
Yeah, and actually, all kidding aside, we're talking about Westwood One. There is, never mind. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Here's the thing. This is why I feel uncomfortable. Maybe you don't feel uncomfortable. I do.
Why do you feel uncomfortable?
Okay, because this is like a network that we've been running down for the last 12 years.
Yes.
And now because we're signed,
right.
I'm very concerned, and even in my own heart, I have a little trepidation.
I understand.
That it's all of a sudden, it's a real network.
Well, the signing is really the start of hopefully some new procedures.
Well, you know it's going to get network nutty when we have to like start reading Westwood One stuff.
Well, we will.
That's part of what's in this contract.
Nah, we have to. We got to.
Tonight, enjoy Notre Dame football on Westwood One.
No, you have to say that without laughing. Sure.
you want us doing that?
Yeah, it's the start of something big.
You want us doing that? Yeah. Amen. Hello, Don and Mike. Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
There's Big Dave Studd out here in Tracy. Welcome to you guys.
Dave, sorry, I already acknowledged your name. You gave yourself a nickname.
Yes. Yeah, a nickname and a double identifier, which is your ticket off the show.
Big Dave Stud.
You say, hi, Dave. And you say, hi, this is Dave. That's one probably that we let slide more than others. But the combination of the nickname.
Big Dave Stud.
Yeah, and he would have been disqualified with the nickname alone.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Yes, hello, Don and Mike.
Mike, this is Pat Kilfoy. I'm calling from Buffalo, New York.
Hi, Pat, on
WBUF. Yes, I called up Harv Moore and told him I'm listening to you guys every day, you know.
Oh.
He told me to give you a joke.
A joke from Pat in Buffalo.
Yes, okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay, what's worse than signing lipstick on a man's shorts?
What?
FDS on his breath.
FDS on his breath. That's a feminine hygiene spray.
That's my man, Harv.
And I love Dan's laugh, so tell him to laugh more often, okay?
I'm trying, darling.
He's laughing at that joke, honey.
Okay, I listen to him every day.
Did you hear him? Yeah. Hear him laughing at you?
Bye.
See, he's hysterical.
Thank you, Pat.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hi, guys. It's Dennis from Reno.
Hi there.
I just have a real touching story for you. I was really sentimental about you guys leaving, and I was really bummed out, and I'm just glad you're back. I thought it was a bad April Fool's joke at first.
Well, that's nice, and we're glad to be back.
Thank you, and I just want to say, I really scoured through my record library. I got about 10,000 records at home to find anything by David Gates that would work today.
Right.
But there's nothing.
Because he's too negative.
Yeah. The thing is,
there's nothing about coming back.
I mean, we played Goodbye Girl for our goodbye song on the network. I'm going through David Gates' solo albums, The Best of Bread. Everything is like, I've got a disease and my genitals are falling off.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Picture pain in 1,000 words, then why do I have VD? Everything is bad with David Gates.
All his songs are about VD.
It's
horrible.
And the only other one that we could come up with was goddamn Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yeah.
They're not going to play Welcome Back, Cotter when we get back on the radio.
John Sebastard.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Mark, you're on the air.
How you doing, Don and Mike? You guys are awesome. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
And I want to say that that guy, Alan, he's an a-hole because he's lying about everything he said because he's never answered none of my calls. I tried to call like 90 times, and they don't care.
Hold on just a second. Hold on.
We can fix that, I think.
Hold on. Let me have some fun here. You called Alan how many times?
At least a good 70, 80 times.
All right.
Wow.
70 or 80 times. See if he picks up the phone.
Probably not.
Well, you can leave him a voicemail then.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. That's my bad. I apologize.
Did you leave him any voicemails before?
No, I haven't because they never picked up. They rang for like 30 times.
All right. He'll pick up now.
Alan, line one.
Hey, Alan, hey, this is Mark. I want to know why you never answered any of my calls and how come, you know, Don and Mike was off for so long. You know, you don't have a good explanation for that.
Are we on the air or are we off the air?
We have to say, see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the air.
Alan, this guy called.
Nice going, guys.
We're just, Alan,
you
were
so tempted. If he wants to call me off the air, I'll be more than happy to talk to him.
His complaint was he had called you, as he said, 70 or 80 times.
70 or 80 times, wow. That's a lot of calls, man. I don't think that's happened, but if I hadn't returned your phone call, I apologize. But
he didn't leave a voicemail, Alan.
Oh, well, that'd be kind of difficult for me to know that
well,
he
listen,
called
what
him.
Did, what did you want to say to Alan? We've got him here now.
I just want to ask him why. Why did it take so long?
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you call me directly, and I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay.
Alan, really?
You gotta call me.
Okay, what's your first... Well, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold, and you tell Robbie your first name, and then Robbie will tell Alan.
All right, that's fine.
So Alan will know that whenever you, Dick out there starts calling him that this is the guy.
All right, right.
All right, Robbie, the guy's on... Hey, hold on, Alan. Line,
this is as funny as it gets.
Line number seven.
Seven? Throwing Alan to the wolf.
His name. Hello?
He's getting thrown to the wolf.
What's your name, pal?
Okay, you get his name.
Okay. Then can I send him loose?
Yeah.
So long, right. Friend.
Tell him to call Alan.
Call Alan, though.
Yeah, hold on. Good. Hold on, Alan, and Robbie will tell you the name. Hold on a second, please. Okay. All right, Rob, now
you... Rob, what's his name? What's his name, Rob?
Hello. Hello. No, I'm kidding.
His name is Sir.
Hi.
You give him the name?
I did.
What was the name, Rob?
It was Mark.
You stop it. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Joe from Reno.
Hi, Joe.
Welcome back, guys, and how about back in the saddle by Aerosmith?
Here's the thing. I'm back. I think when we after the whole Dopey and Anthony thing, mm-hmm.
Yes.
When we came on, we played Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, and then we played I'm Back in the Saddle again. So we've already done that.
The
other time that they jerked us around.
My bad.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, but welcome back anyway.
I think the only Aerosmith song that would be appropriate would be Big 10-inch.
And it was applied to us. We were on the receiving.
Together.
We were on the receiving end. I got five, Mike got five. I love Don and Mike show. It was a Siamese.
God, Mike.
It was a Siamese penis.
Wow. Man, was that a painful separating surgery.
It was a two-headed penis.
They sell those, you know.
Hello, Don and Mike. Of course, Buzz, they sell those. Thanks. Welcome back, Buzz.
Thank you.
I venture to say we could find one in your car right now.
Hell, I bet you're looking at that little baggies guy.
I get it if you want.
Mm-hmm. And hold on a second, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Listen up.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Welcome back to you, Don.
You take that.
Wow.
You take that. You got your two-headed dildo.
Can we get a replay on that one? Because I know you enjoy them replays.
I got a big brown monster in my pants.
Wow.
Hey, what can we do for you?
Well, I was just wondering about the Viagra experiment. I mean, Don, didn't you say your wife was going to take the Viagra last Saturday?
Yes, that's coming up in our break. Hold on. Thank you very much. Let me leave you with this, though. Number two, Rob? How appropriate. It's on machine number two.
Listen up.
Oh.
Oh. Oh,
welcome.
Okay. You're welcome, everybody.
I gotta not laugh early when that happens the next time.
You're welcome. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, I just had a gigantic fart that was just aching to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
All right. I was just wondering. I know Alan said he didn't want to be on the air when he answered that question, but is there any way we can get a repeat of like the explanation in his own words on the air? Because I think we all deserve an explanation.
Oh, no.
No. You should. Have you been listening to the whole show?
Yeah.
We had Alan on for half an hour.
Really kind of.
Oh, well, no, I missed the first like half an hour. Of
the, the show's entertaining. You don't want to hear him on the air again.
Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Simpsons the other night, and Bart Simpson hadn't done his homework, and he's afraid to take a history test. Well, he was praying for snow, and it was a blizzard. You know, and so, you know, the little girl reminded him that, hey, you prayed to get some extra time to study for that history test, and made him go up there and study. And he got him a 59, which was a failing grade, but then the teacher gave him a 60, and he passed the fourth grade.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boys.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm glad you enjoy them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
Cleansing your ears with a verbal enema. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Hey, listen, every day this week, Southwest Airlines is giving us stuff to give away. Trips. We'll give one away today. Not now, you animals. Little while.
Right.
There are round-trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to any destination of your choice.
Wow.
Southwest Airlines offers 2,700 daily nonstop flights across the country, including great service to Florida. Southwest Airlines, the low-fare leader.
Yeah!
Okay, so we're back. We're here. We're queer. We've signed a new contract with Westwood One, 5 years long, same as our WJFK contract. Forgive us for our sins in the past. Mm-hmm. That's it. We're doing the show.
Right on.
We're doing the show until the next crisis comes up.
Very good.
Thank you to KCJJ for the flowers.
Very pretty.
We regifted them.
We immediately regifted them.
To the lovely Tammy.
Oh, that's nice.
Who is expecting on March 15.
Yeah, let's give Tammy a nice round of applause. She's going to have a baby.
Ain't that nice?
Way to go, Tammy.
Ain't that nice? And you know what that is, really? And I'm sad to say this, but it's the truth. It's her ticket out of here.
Yeah. That's why, you know, women that get pregnant here get very excited because they get to get out of here for at least a while.
And sometimes it's a lifetime.
Yeah, sometimes a lifetime. Sometimes they come back.
Uh-huh. Okay, so... Now we have a limited time, because, again, we're trying to get the news and comments, keeping in mind that, you know, Buzz is here.
Here now, in control, gentlemen.
And he's had the news for, like, 7 days.
Yeah, some of the stuff is pretty old.
Your lead story is, your lead story is not going to be that John Ritter is dead, right?
Okay.
He's kidding.
Yeah. Is that the same? And I guess we'll have time to discuss this later. Incredibly insensitive... The special that ABC ran the Tuesday night after John Ritter kicked. Yeah. And even more unexcusably, beyond the shadow of a doubt, just crappy that they're running the first three episodes that they made of this bad show with him alive. And the promos say...
And aren't they writing him out of it? I mean, aren't they killing him off on the show?
It'll then be about a family who grieves the loss of its father.
And they're saying... And
it's with, comedy.
With a special introduction from his TV wife, Katie Sagal. Now... Hold on just a second. That's Ted Bundy's wife. Right. I'm sorry, Al Bundy's wife. Not right. Ted Bundy's wife. Right.
That's another murderer, Don.
That's Al Bundy's wife.
That's right.
She's not well known as John Ritter's wife.
No.
That show, Eight Simple Rules for My Funeral, that's only been on for, what, a year?
1 year. Yeah.
Something like that?
Ted Bundy always cracks me up.
He's a funny dude.
He's a funny guy. Hey. He's no longer with us, of course.
You know what else is funny?
Oh, no.
No, again? Wow.
There. Now, that one, I think, is going to be perfectly preserved because I did not laugh on purpose. Mm. I can laugh now. How you doing back there, Rob?
Welcome back, boy.
I've not eaten anything bad. Look at me. I'm skinny as a rail. It's just the pent-up pressure of being here.
That's what it is.
You got it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
No, again?
Hello.
Here you go, Westwood One. You signed up for 5 years of that.
Fantastic.
Be proud.
So, listen, somebody asked the question about Buzz slipping the Viagra to Frida.
Yes.
Buzz did slip to my wife the Viagra and also the Ditka pill.
Was it Viagra or Levitra?
Levitra and Viagra, one each.
We went out...
contrast and compare.
We went out with the Burbanks. We went out, had drinks, had dinner with them. We've not used the pills yet.
Oh, really?
No, we've not.
All this time, and...
All this time, well,
you had all this time off. And
I know. Well,
surely you could have worked that.
Yeah,
in
but
somewhere.
When we're doing a negotiation, it is just
and
no time for sex.
Man, I banged my wife.
Uh-huh.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm a man.
I didn't even pleasure myself during the negotiation.
I'm a man. I have
not.
I have needs, yeah. But see, the thing is, if my wife takes one of those pills. Mm-hmm. She's really, from what I understand, from what Buzz told me.
She's going to get real sexed up.
She's going to be real jazzed up.
That's what I just said.
Like,
you were like Dennis Murphy then. You started a sentence with no.
Well, no, I'm saying no because I'm not going
to... And you said the thing is. What's wrong with you?
Okay, Mike.
No, I interrupted. If she takes the pill...
You just said no.
No.
You started to say... You said no again.
No.
Yes, yeah, see, yes.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
I interrupted.
No. What, Rob?
That really is Dennis when you say, here's the thing.
Right.
Because that's after Dennis is totally dismissed that he screwed up
okay,
the conversation.
No.
No, yes.
No.
Here's the thing. The thing is.
Yep, that's what he does.
If when we were on vacation, it's not vacation. No.
When your wife takes the pills, what happens to her? Or how do you know?
We're guessing. That her engine is going to get going.
Might and it might not.
It's an experiment.
It just got here.
But my fart smells.
It just got over here. Just a little bit. It's gone.
This
almost
is the bulletin?
Almost as gone. Bulletin, gone as quickly as it arrived.
My farts stink. Here's what I think my wife's genitals would sound like after she's taken a Viagra or the other pill, Buzz.
Levitra.
Yes. Something tells me that her genitals would sound like this.
With any luck?
Now, and you're right, Buzz. Mm-hmm. Under normal circumstances, with any luck. Now, I pray that my wife isn't listening right now.
Yes,
but I want her to know that during this last 7 days, this time of stress with the job,
yes.
My wife to me has been a partner, a friend, and perhaps most importantly, a receptacle.
Really?
For my love. That our lovemaking sessions have not been lovemaking sessions.
No.
See, and I can't deal with this.
Right.
I'm not, when we're caught up in something, when they're not letting us come to work.
So what you're saying is you don't want her to take the Viagra.
I didn't until today.
Ah.
Until we knew everything was...
So now you do want to try it, but you have to be prepared for it.
Yeah, because what it means is I'm going to have to put in more time and effort than I've been putting in.
Right.
And frankly, over the last however long we've been taken off the air, when we would get together to fulfill our marital obligations, it would just be, oh, wow, okay, that was great. I really feel the stress has been relieved.
I got to go check messages.
Yeah, that was it. So we have the pills. She's not taking them yet.
Okay. Which is the better one, Buzz, in your opinion?
I think I still like the Viagra better.
The original.
But, you know, it depends on the day.
Mm-hmm. I want to tell you that my wife has taken me to some really unusual places. One of the places that we went during this entire imposed hiatus or whatever it was that we were on was to the dump.
Hey,
that's so romantic.
Slow down.
You know, there's a reason they call it a dump.
Yeah.
Okay? Uh-huh. So we load all this crap out of our garage and out of our basement, and she says, come with me. We're going to take this to the dump. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to do today. And, of course, I'm saying, well, no, hold on. I got to hang by the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, anything could happen. And it turns out it's after 3 o'clock, and she knows nothing's going to happen. She says, come to the dump with me. So we go to the dump, and listen, first off, it smells. Now, I know that I shouldn't be surprised by this. It's a friggin' dump.
Right.
Okay? But the stuff, the route that you have to go through, you pull in, you pay the guy $5, mm-hmm. and the security is tight as Tupperware.
At your dump?
At the Fairfax County dump.
Mm.
The guy says, you got anything combustible? My wife says, well, we have a couple of cans that might have a little paint in them. Ah, that's okay. So we could be driving in there with you know, anthrax or anything.
Yeah, I can't believe it. You know, that's Fairfax.
Nobody bothers to check. As soon as we pull back around this maze area where you just they and they've got a great system. I want to really just give them thumbs up on the system. You wait in line until the guy wearing the orange vest, chain smoking the cigarettes, until he decides there are 12 bays. And there were only 4 cars in these 12 days. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's this guy's job just to F with people. That you wait in line, there are 8 bays open.
It's amazing.
So you stand there with this guy just smoking his Territon or whatever he's having. And eventually, you know, he's one of these guys got a hanger on his mouth like this.
Uh-huh.
Got the hard hat on. He's got the orange plastic vest. And eventually he gives you the, come on, come on. And then he'll say to you out of the side of his mouth, number seven. Indicating, go to the area number seven. Here's what you do. You back your car in. Or in this case, a pickup truck. You back it in, and you just throw all the junk on the ground.
Yep.
You just throw whatever crap you got.
Not into a dumpster or anything?
No, into a pile on the ground. And I mean to tell you, it smells like my fart. It smells, it's awful. My wife, however, thinks that this is great, that I'm seeing another side of life. That I've never. She can't believe that I've never been to the Fairfax County dump.
Wow.
So we go to the dump.
And it's just like the open air dump with like piles of garbage everywhere and all that.
Yeah, although this area where you back your car into, it's like a warehouse almost.
See, I use a satellite dump out where I live. We have a satellite. It's not even a real dump, but I don't have a trash service. I actually go to the dump every time I have trash. So, every time it gets a stink in my house.
So like the whole way home, she's saying it wasn't that great. And I'm saying to her facetiously, I have not had a better time. You know,
there you go.
This has actually made it worthwhile that I'm not allowed to go to work because we got to share going to the dump together.
Very exciting day.
And for whatever reason, this is Mayor Happy.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone out with Buzz and Marsha. Oh, with Buzz and Marsha. Mm-hmm. I almost forgot. You remember a couple of weeks ago that Buzz wore a bra while he was doing the news?
That's true.
Do you want to say something?
Bye, Rhea.
Lady that works here just walked by.
I think she was leaving for the day. Bye, Rhea.
You remember when Buzz wore a bra and he caught us off guard? When he just
for the news, just as a gag.
Yeah, he put a bra on,
right?
Like he never does anything like this. Well, we go out with Buzz and Marsha, and we find out that Buzz has been out shopping for bras.
Yeah.
That Buzz is going to continue every once in a while.
Well, you said, you know.
On his own. Yeah. Well, no, we liked it.
You
did.
You liked it, and you said you'd like to see me do it again. Maybe if we go out bowling or whatever. So I took it seriously and then went shopping.
Didn't understand exactly. And Buzz went to, now, where did you and Marsha go? Victoria's Secret?
I went by myself, I think, to Victoria's Secret.
And did you try them on?
Not in the store, no. No, once I got home.
But you had your size?
Well, as close as you can get. It turns out I'm in need of one other item. I'm in need of something called a bra extender.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it just doesn't quite reach around the back. They don't make 44 A's.
You know, if you're a man, it's like a collar extender. If
right,
you're...
right.
So Buzz needs something to space in the area between the clasp and...
I beg to differ, though. Yeah. I've been to Waldorf, Maryland, and I think they do make 44 A's.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I've seen several. Well, I made a lovely selection. If I can find an extender for it, I'll have something to wear bowling. I was at Old Country Buffet over the weekend, and I saw a couple of 44 A's there.
Hey, and Buzz, hold on. I'm looking at my notes here from when we had dinner that you bought bras, and you're going to bring them in and surprise them with it. Now, I'm also writing here. Now, this is from that dinner.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks now.
Like a week ago Saturday, but I wrote, whore behind... Oh, I know who it is.
Oh, the cheerleader.
Yeah, so...
The punk cheerleader.
My wife gets us into what she thinks is a fancy restaurant.
Okay.
As it turns out, it's not like... It's one of these things. There are schmucks waiting in line to get in when we leave.
It's trendy.
Trendy.
It's
exactly
the word.
Trendy. And I loved when we were leaving, as we walked past the people, I actually said to them, loud enough that they could hear, as we walked by, goodbye, losers. It's 10:30, 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, and these dopes are waiting in line to get into this restaurant downtown, which shall go nameless, but didn't seem to be worth it to me. You know, listen, if you dig having your dinner while there's bedroom sheets draped over you to look like Alibaba's palace...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
...then this
about.
Place is up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my wife gets us his reservation there, and we're having dinner with Buzz and Marsha, and it's nice enough. And,
yes.
And all of a sudden, Buzz says, wow, take a look over there.
Yeah.
And there's a girl at a table behind us who... wants desperately to be Britney Spears, but wants to be a more of a slut than Britney Spears is.
Really?
God bless her.
This girl,
well, fantastic. Yeah. You don't sound delighted at
that. No. This girl, as it turns out, celebrating, I believe, her 16th or
wrong. Okay.
17th birthday.
Oh, no, it's still wrong.
She was pushing 21.
Well, I'm taking my enthusiasm away now.
She had on a white leather miniskirt that went, I mean, really, it was Pube City. Mm-hmm. It was so low cut,
uh-huh.
And she had on a halter top,
mm-hmm.
And her big boobs were just pouring out of this thing, and she was in this special.
Hey, would you please stop it? I am trying not to be enthusiastic about this.
Listen,
she was
based
of age. On the
no,
age.
Mike, she was no,
of
Mike,
age.
No, no,
she was of age.
Yeah. No, Mike, I'm kidding when I say this. Of course she was of age. She was drinking...
Oh, well, now I'm there with it.
Yeah.
She was,
welcome back.
She was drinking vodka right out of the bottle.
Oh, good.
At her table. But the thing is...
So I'm... What are we supposed to find wrong with this?
Here's the thing. She was hot.
Yeah?
Yeah. But she was such a whore.
Yeah.
She was so painted up. She was so whorish.
Yeah. Yeah, she really
that
was.
Which,
even
which Buzz, makes this bad. Why?
When even exactly. Even when Buzz and I were alone, when our wives went to the bathroom, yeah. It was one of those things you look at her and you go, God, I mean, she's hot, but she really looks like a whore.
Oh, so she was so tarted up.
Yeah,
you'd
like her, Mike.
Were you
like
were,
her.
No,
I like
were you,
her,
were you
like
pretending,
her.
Buzz? Were you pretending, that she was a whore for Don?
I was pretending to be shocked and disgusted. But I'm with you.
See, he's pretending that for you. You know that, don't you? You know.
You don't have to pretend with me. We've been friends for 20 years. You don't have to pretend with me.
She was hot. When I'm with Don and he does that to me, he pulls. You know, I look at him and I pull him. I shake him by the shoulders. I go, what the hell is wrong with you?
I'm not
putting her down.
I'm not saying.
Putting that little honey down.
I'm not saying the girl wasn't hot. I'm just saying she was just such a whore. And she had this whorish outfit on, and she insisted on parading around the entire restaurant.
She kept climbing in and out of the booth.
Yeah.
Precarious with a short skirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, she was a whore, but I guess you found her fetching, Buzz.
Oh, well, yes, as I do all of them. God bless them all.
Anyway, she's just a gigantic whore on wheels. But it made the night go by quicker,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Because then I was... Now, what are you shaking your head at?
Yeah, sometimes you disappoint me, that's all.
What do you mean? I'm a man.
Sometimes you disappoint me.
I'm a man. Just because I don't like them, like they just came off the Las Vegas Strip, like they had just asked, like, 20 guys D's and...
Now, see, I think you're taking it way too far.
You should have seen
I think you're simply taking a short skirt and overreacting.
No.
I think you don't admit it, but deep within yourself, you are a Puritan. You are right off the Mayflower, deep down inside.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. When we were at the football game yesterday, I almost got in a fight with some guy. My wife, you know, here's the thing. My wife is over 45, and she's really just beautiful.
Lovely.
But she... insists on wearing, and Buzz's wife does this as well, and more power to them, but they insist on wearing these pants that show their ass. And I don't mean a little bit. I mean, like, you know, where the food comes out. If my wife just happens to stop and scratch her knee, everybody gets a free show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So she's wearing these. Now, I know the kids call them hip huggers.
Well, your wife and Buzz's wife can, at their age, wear those things.
Oh, and listen, so can Buzz. Buzz was wearing them on Friday night.
Wearing them now.
He was.
What? You're wearing what?
Well, but technically low-rise jeans, but not
so
like
that. Men aren't supposed
like
to wear low-rise.
Step up, let us see.
You won't even notice the difference because I'm short-waisted to begin with. So it's just, they look like regular jeans.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Hold on, maybe this is my wife on the telephone. Yeah. Hello?
Take that back. They are not that low. They just do not rise up under my nipples. Where I don't know where you want me to wear them, like I'm a 60-year-old man living in Boca Raton.
So listen, here's the deal. We're getting out of the car yesterday at the football game, and we're walking up to the stadium.
Okay, before you tell your story, which I'll let you do, let me preface it with this. It's going to be all lies. Now go ahead.
there's not a lie here.
Yes, there is. I'll tell the truth later on.
All right, you correct me if I'm wrong.
This will be good.
If you're wrong, go ahead.
Before you start, Frida, did you see the woman in the restaurant?
Yeah, I thought she was cute. and he would have me dressed like Laura Ingalls Wilder if he could.
It's exactly true.
You thought that whore was cute. How would you feel if our
God bless you, Fred.
How would you feel if our boy brought that girl home?
I say fine. As long as she wasn't wearing it to church, she was out at a club.
Right.
You can be dressed.
Listen, I'm being painted in entirely the wrong light here, and I don't like the way this is going. I like Poontang.
Yes, we know that.
I like Poontang. I like attractive women.
Mm-hmm.
I do it. I've hit the ceiling before.
Yes, but you like your girls to be clean cut. Remember that blouse you gave me that had the little string bow tie on it? That's what you said.
You're funny. All right, goodbye.
All right, but don't lie about me, or I'll just tell you.
Here's the truth, very simply. We're walking towards the stadium yesterday, and some drunk guy, you know, it's a 4 o'clock kickoff. It's 3 o'clock. The guy's already bombed. That's okay. My wife's walking by, and he goes, ooh.
Yeah, but he did not see me bend over. He did not see my
crotch. Honey, here's what you don't get. When you're wearing those jeans...
The jeans...
When you're wearing those jeans, showing. You can see your ass crack from a guy that was up in the Hubble telescope. I mean, the man on the moon can see your ass crack when you're wearing those jeans.
You are such a liar. But that's all right, because everybody...
The guy... Now, listen, I would think that a woman would be happy that I'm chivalrous about this.
Mm-hmm. Not when you're going to punch out somebody who just...
I didn't punch him out. Here's all I did. The guy says, ho-ho, talk about holding. And he's just standing. I'm walking with her, and he's standing there.
Now, you were like 10 feet behind me, so you went back to get something from the car. He didn't know.
Now, hold on. Just hold on. Pipe down. The guy is looking at you. And he's looking directly at your ass, and he is now stopped. He's not walking. He's just looking, and he says over and over again, first and ten. Oh, that's holding. Now, I stopped what I'm doing.
It wasn't even dirty. It was just football.
And I look at the guy. I'm just looking at him, waiting for him to make some eye contact with me, like, hey, pal. Meanwhile, she gets mad at me. She says,
mad at me, and then you tell me I deserve it because of what I'm wearing.
Well, I said, listen, you're over 45 years old. You're dressing like Britney Spears.
Maybe that's why you're commenting on the woman from the
What do you expect? What do you expect? And then
I said,
I said, look at what you're wearing today.
You're telling me I don't dress my age when you wear warm-up suits and football jerseys everywhere you go?
Well, yeah, but there's not a hole for my penis to be flapping around.
And so, anyway, I said to him, oh, yeah, well, I guess if he had just raped me, I would have deserved it, wouldn't I? And then
she got super mad at me, and I didn't even say anything to the guy. I just gave the guy a look. You know, it's a husband thing.
Well, you're right, as a husband.
You're standing there with your wife, regardless if she's five paces ahead of you.
Well, with any woman you're with, that would piss me off.
Some guy says, whoo, first and ten. And then he stops, and he's looking at me going,
I have a question, because there seems to be a discrepancy as to where your location was. Were you walking
behind me? You were not walking next to me, because you went back to put something in the car, get something from.
So was the guy, in your opinion, was the guy aware that you were with your wife?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then
there was a guy's proximity thing that we had been chatting. I did go back to the car. But you weren't, it's not like you were, Mike, she was as far away from me as you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally 5 feet away.
Yeah, but we weren't walking together. He didn't know that you weren't just some guy behind me.
Okay, so even if I'm some guy behind you, still, you know, all I did was stop and give the guy a look. Now, the guy was so drunk, he was caught up in this whole, first and ten.
Well,
and I'm looking at the guy just waiting for him to say something. Meanwhile, she's mad at me. She's like, and the whole reason is, of course, because the guys noticed. The guys know. Well, who didn't notice your ass yesterday at the game, honey? Everybody did.
I'm mad at you because you're acting like an idiot. And you guys know how he is when he stares at somebody. It's not some little subtle glare. Stop. Stick your neck out. Put your face out and stare. And I have a solution for the whole mess anyway. If we went to a place like the opera or the ballet, that thing would
goodbye.
Happen.
Honey, I have to go because now, thanks to you and my good friends here, all I have on the lines are guys who are calling me a faggot. Now, how am I a faggot? Because there was a girl in a restaurant that I said looked like a whore.
You're not a faggot. You're a very studly Puritan.
All right. Goodbye, honey.
Yeah, I believe that there are, you have Puritan views. I don't consider that in any way
you know, that, no. that you do not like women.
Hey.
I don't. And can I ask a question, one more question about the woman?
Yeah. Sure.
You mentioned Pube City. Did you see Bush?
No.
No, not really.
No. Hey, Brian, well, you think I'm a faggot?
Well, you know, I mean that in the nicest way. The nicest possible way.
I'm no faggot.
Definitely more what your wife said, man. You just, how can you be, you sit there, you describe that. I got wood and I'm driving.
All right,
That's exactly what I mean.
Here's the thing, though.
I'm really
now, hold on. Which are you talking about, the girl in the restaurant, or are you talking about my wife?
Well, actually, you know, I first called talking about the girl in the restaurant, but I've seen pictures of your wife. You know, she's a good-looking woman.
All right, so let's say you're out with your wife, and some guy, you're walking
sorry?
By. You're out with your wife, if you happen to have one. And you're walking.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. What?
You're out with your wife, if you happen to have one.
Do you?
Do you have one?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're walking 5 feet behind her. Some drunk guy in a Redskins construction hat, which is what the guy had on, starts looking at right at your wife's ass and says, "Ooh, first and ten."
I wouldn't care what he said.
Now, what would you do? Would you walk over and to him and say, "My friend, you're quite the connoisseur of the female ass. That's my wife, and look at that thing. Look
at her,
that.
Please, and F her hard." No. No. I don't agree with what you. I don't disagree with what your response was to that. I'm just saying.
What?
To turned on by Laura Ingalls Wilder is
okay. idiot.
That's over your head, you dumbass.
Idiot.
Christ. You know why'd we come back?
This kind of fun.
I don't know why we came back. I really don't.
Well, no, I want to make it very clear that these two, both things, I am in total agreement with you on the wife thing. And as far as the guy, and you know what? I mean, he can handle it a variety of different ways. You want to stare, you want to say something. You're perfectly legitimate on that one. You know, as far as the girl in the restaurant, why do you just insist on picking on her?
Let me just say.
And for both of you, I'm mad at both of you, because really you could just say, you know, we have a friend. You know, but not if she was, you know, that young. And then as soon as Buzz said of age.
Yeah, she's of age.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe she was of age.
Probably.
Plus
the ID was drinking fake. Vodka.
Yeah, but of course, it's really hard to get a fake ID in Georgetown.
You think she was young enough to have a fake ID?
Yes. I don't think she was 14.
I think she was at least 21.
I do, too.
I want to. Because you know what? You're a victim of your own powers of description. You're aware of that, aren't you? We're mad at you now because you gave such a great description.
Because I said she looked like a whore.
Like that guy that said he got wood. That's what he was talking about, because the way you were describing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm such a faggot. There's another guy. What is it? I'm a faggot. Are you there? You hung up? No, hey, who's the faggot now, huh? Okay. Now we're cooking. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back and fudge?
I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like.
Yeah.
Boys like. Boys like me.
The Don and Mike Show.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
They're more soothing than a pair of buttery soft moccasins. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Brought to you on the Westwood One Network. And, Letterman's having a baby. Yes. We'll do something about that tomorrow.
Wow.
That's another bit that we got screwed out of by Ellen Line One. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the trifecta. Really, no, I take it back. You had four. First, you have John Ritter kicking. Then you got Johnny Cash kicking. All right, that's not the biggest, but we could have had fun with the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Letterman having a baby,
mm-hmm.
and you got a hurricane.
Right.
And we're not on the air for it.
Well, we're back now.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have to make up time. The whole debacle with my birthday, we'll have to save till tomorrow. The whole, everything we did during the hurricane,
yep.
We got to save till tomorrow. We have a giveaway coming up in our next break. I did want to play you this George McFly thing.
Yeah.
And I did want to just say one thing that really made my birthday, and I had an awful birthday. It was last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't directed at you, Mike. It was
felt like it was.
It was awful. all the way around because we weren't at work,
right.
And we had a hurricane coming,
right.
and there was no power, and my wife and I were stuck at home like pioneers. And the one thing that saved my birthday really was a surprise visit from my kid that just caught me totally off guard.
He came up?
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Now, it was a short visit, 20 minutes, but I was just sitting on my ass, fuming at the world, thinking how slowly the corporate wheels turn.
Right.
When I heard the dogs go crazy, and I figured it was my wife or FedEx guy or something, and I didn't even bother to get up. I was going to wait for the doorbell to ring, and I'm just sitting there watching ESPN being mad, and all of a sudden, there's my kid.
That's nice.
And I said, oh, my God. I mean, I really did. Oh
right.
God. I said, what are you doing here? And he said, well, I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd stop by. And I said, you are just, you're killing me with this. What are you, you know, and I gave him a hug. I said, what are you doing here? And he said, it's your birthday. And I said, yeah, but, you know, you're in college. And he had two guys in the car with him that they had decided. The great thing, I guess you'd know, Mike, you went to college. I didn't, but great thing being in college, you want to take a road trip, you take a road trip.
Yeah, you pass the word around and you find out who's going. And if you want to hitch a ride with somebody, you hitch a ride with. Those are fun.
He had two friends. They left Clemson at 9 o'clock the night before. They drove all night. They went up to Pennsylvania somewhere to see, of course, girls were involved in this.
Yeah. Right.
To see one of the guy's girlfriends, and they stopped to see my son's girlfriend at her college in Pennsylvania. And then they stopped, and I had all three of them in the house, these other two guys, and him.
That must have been, well, hell, that was the best birthday present.
That was, absolutely. I mean, it turned me around 1,000%.
Right.
I'd been feeling so bad about the day. We'd come into work on that day. They wouldn't let us work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got home, and it was boom. And it was great because it was just a selfish birthday gift because only I got to see my son because my wife was out doing something, and I had the...
Did she know he was going to be coming by?
No. I had the perverse joy, the perverse joy of calling her up and saying she was out doing something. I said, hey, baby, I got somebody here wants to say hi to you. She goes, hold on a second. And he goes, hi, Mom. And she goes, where are you? I'm at home. Where are you? And she said, what are you doing? I just came to see Dad. Okay, gotta go. And went upstairs, got some clothes, got some food, took some stuff in the refrigerator.
Right, and he's gone like the wind.
And they're gone. But I'm
was it a letdown after he split a little bit?
No.
No? That's good.
I hate to sound like one of those weird Tony Robbins things, because you know I think that guy's just a dick. But it really put everything else in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That I was thinking, boy, here I'm worried about our jobs and worried about, you know, I'm having a bad birthday. Well, look, at my kid drove 9 hours. Okay, there were girls involved.
Hey, doesn't matter.
But
he didn't need to take the detour.
That's drove right. All night to come up and say hi, and it really just totally made my birthday.
Of course.
Now, also on my birthday, and I won't be talking about you till tomorrow, Mike.
Well, there's nothing really to talk about.
Oh, there's a lot to talk about. There's an awful lot.
Just a minor oversight.
There's an awful... Well,
did I contribute to your bad mood on Thursday? I know I did. Be honest with me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I called your wife, I think, that...
Hold on.
I knew. That's why I left your message.
Hold on. Here you go.
This is because I knew you were depressed.
I'm just playing the beginning of Mike's message. After I forgot my birthday. And his excuse was...
Saved message.
Well, I got a lot going on.
First saved message from...
Mike.
Received September 18th...
My birthday.
At 4:16 p.m.
Hello, Don. This is Mike, Don. Don, I'm sorry about forgetting your birthday today. I feel bad about it.
Well, listen, I'll let you hear it all tomorrow.
Oh,
because
nice
it rambles on for a bit.
It does. I really did feel bad, you know.
We do come to a happy ending. And it's, you know, the big scheme, like I was saying with Bart, it's really not a big deal. But it was, it just, we'll have to save it for tomorrow. But we also got a call on the machine at home from George McFly.
Mm.
Disc jockey George McFly, who was not calling to wish me happy birthday, And frankly, I don't know why he was calling.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
We'll listen together now. I see people are asking about the hurricane. We're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just get this mental picture in your mind, because you know me, I'm handy around the house. Picture me up in Ocean City on a gigantic ladder.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Attempting to nail back the siding on the side of the house that had blown off.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you were doing this, were there doctors at the foot of the ladder, like, placing bets?
Which femur will he break first?
Big reflector on their head?
Three firemen with a trampoline?
All right, let me try to pull up this George McFly message. That I think it has his phone
number.
Welcome
to Verizon's voice messaging service. Right. Please enter a mailbox number.
Ah, hold on. Can't share that.
So you just know enough that you heard the beginning of it and you said you'd wait and
I play said,
it
on just wait. Code.
Or if you are not at your...
Okay, hold on. Former coworker and friend, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
One saved message is in your mailbox. Main menu. To review your message, press 1. First saved message.
Here we go.
Hi, guys. I'm sure glad you had a easy number to memorize after all these years. Hi, it's George McFly calling, and hope everybody's doing well. Don, I miss talking to you, and I'd love to catch up sometime. I can call you back, or I could be reached at 720.
Oh, okay, well, I'll delete out that number.
All right. 5.
Oh.
Again, it's 720.
Oh. Lots of phone numbers, I guess.
5. Hope all is well. Love you guys. Bye.
Well, that's it.
Well...
Well, on and gone.
Okay.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
To repeat this message, press 1 to send.
He sounds normal.
See, here's what I
Hi,
heard.
Hi, guys. I'm sure glad you had a easy number to memorize after all these years. Hi, it's George McFly.
I heard that and I hung up. I said,
oh, God.
I thought it would be
one of his long rambling, and it was.
I bet I'll get the number when I get home tonight. If we have time on tomorrow's show or the next day, we'll call him. I bet he's as nutty as ever.
Okay.
As all loopy as ever.
Hmm.
Let's just get the area code, though.
It was a 30-second phone call.
Very quick.
He did sound okay, but it's hard to tell with George.
Let me just get the area code. And
Welcome
can...
to Verizon. Please enter a mailbox.
Okay.
You know why we're calling him on the air tomorrow?
Why?
Because Don won't call him.
Your passcode.
Well, of course.
Or if you are not...
You are correct.
Oh, you mean that.
Yeah.
1. Saved message. Is in your mailbox.
Okay, play it.
Main menu. First, saved message.
Hi, guys. I'm sure glad you had a easy number to memorize.
Me too.
After all these years. Hi, it's George McFly calling. And hope everybody's doing well. Don, I miss talking to you, and I'd love to catch up sometime. I can call you back, or I could be reached at 720.
All right.
720.
Where would that be?
I'm going to leave that to Inspector Broyhill.
Yeah, nobody knows better than him.
Area code 720 is. Because wherever that is, that's the metro area that George McFly, if he's in radio, is broadcasting to.
Or that's where he's staying.
Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head. I'm not calling him on my time, on my dime, on my time.
Right.
I'm going to call him here.
It's Las Vegas.
In this public forum.
Very good.
Las Vegas. You're kidding me.
702 is Las Vegas.
All right, then.
No, it was 720.
What is it?
It was 720.
It was 720.
Then that would make it Denver, back in Denver.
Oh, then that means probably...
You never know. Well, ooh. There's so many possibilities.
Yeah. So, no, if he's back in Denver,
mm-hmm.
which is where his wife was,
yes,
maybe, just maybe, he's working out with her.
That'd be great.
Maybe. Sure. See, you know what? I would call him now, but if I called him now, we'd never get off the air today.
Absolutely not.
So I'll make myself a note. Call George McFly tomorrow.
That's something you don't write down very often.
I call George McFly. There you go.
Okay. Maybe you could give him a call at home tonight, too, before tomorrow's show, just so you
can... No, see, tonight, when I get home tonight, I'm going to be thinking about the slutty girl in the restaurant.
As are we all.
And saying to myself over and over, God, why am I a faggot? Why am I a faggot, God?
No.
That's what I'm going to be saying. Okay, let's clear the line.
Very good.
Let's give away this prize.
Excellent. It's a good prize.
Give away this prize. Our phone number is 877-365-3636. We have a pair of round-trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to any destination of your choice. not really quite sure how we're going to give this away. It is imperative that you have listened to the entire show today. Mm-hmm. It's imperative.
Yes, and I sure hope everybody's been doing that today.
Be the 100th caller right now, and you'll win this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How can I ever repay you?
Well, the reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I have to fill it with premium.
Would you like for me to take your pants off instead?
Gee, let me think. Sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Va-va-va-va-va, darling. The Don and Mike Show.
Your dad of caller number 100. I'm glad to be back. Live. No more bull ass. No more shill bit about our contract and stuff.
That is all behind us now.
Hey. If you get home to your internet and you want to go to www.westwood1.com, it's there.
Yeah, read all about it.
We got a deal. We didn't have a deal before. We got a deal with them now.
Such a deal.
I was going to tell you that last night when we were watching the Emmys briefly, and I was going in between the football game and my wife was watching the Emmys.
Yes, of course.
She didn't call me in when Tony Soprano won.
Right. Wow.
And I wish we'd been running tape on it because, you know, when you talk as Tony and as James?
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's what he was doing last night.
They had kind of like a moment like that, and then he'd go right back into we're really happy about that.
He was being James
right.
last night, and Frieda and I were both laughing, going, hey,
right.
you know what?
How are you?
This is just like
we're
Mike.
We're very thrilled. This is very exciting for me.
Just like Mike, anyway.
And Joey Pants, most emotional acceptance speech of the night.
Yeah, well, hell, he got his head cut.
And I'm delighted. You know what I was happy? The one guy I'm real happy for is Jon Stewart.
Yes.
For years and years and years and years has been one of the funniest unknown guys. I mean, he hosts a few things once in a while, but by and large, he exists over there at Comedy Central where nobody knows he's there, and The Daily Show is just, you know, slap nuts funny.
Great show. Can't disagree with you, and let me also toss in some kudos for Wayne Brady.
What is the deal with that?
Mike, it's called talent with a capital T. That's
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll wait with the John Ritter thing. Let's get our caller 100 right now. Call 100. Wayne Brady, deserving.
You picked the one moment. That was the one time when I was just like, oh, God. No, more was time daily.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, dear.
Welcome to Dial a Tool. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what be thy name?
Carson Fly. I'm calling 100.
You know what? You got a bad cell, pal.
I'm
well said.
Sorry, you do have a bad
they ever
cell.
Gonna just out of curiosity. They ever gonna perfect that technology?
No. That's no. not
they're gonna get it right. It's not all right, but I mean,
and you know what?
Cell phone technology.
With the hurricane, that was another thing too.
Oh my God.
People couldn't put that into the whole equation. Why isn't my cell phone working? Well, because the cell phone gets stuff from the cell towers. And if there's no power going to the cell phone towers,
right.
then you could have all the battery power in the world, but your phone's not going to work.
It was very frustrating during the hurricane.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Where are you from?
I'm actually in near San Francisco.
All right, Shirley, here you go. I hope you've been listening to the show today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In all the time that we were off the air, this is a very simple question. The six shows that we were not here for, there was really only one person responsible. Can you name that person?
Alan Limewine.
Bingo! You have been paying attention.
That's right. Alan Limewine, and you have won a pair of round-trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to any destination of your choice. Southwest Airlines has 2,700 daily nonstop flights across the country, including great service to Florida. Southwest Airlines, the low-fare leader.
You guys rock, man.
Thank you. Hold on, honey.
That's great. Very nice.
Let me call the big guy here. You know, I hear the Dakotas are lovely.
They are.
I like Alan. South. Alan, Don, and Mike.
Hi, Alan.
Alan.
Don't you guys have a radio show to do? I mean, really.
Alan, we're doing the show, and we have a girl now on the line from San Francisco.
Yes.
who just was caller 100. She just won the Southwest Airlines daily giveaway.
All right, congratulations.
And thanks for the tickets, Alan. You rock.
All right,
and you rock.
And the question was, who's the guy who's at fault? Who's the reason that we weren't on for these 6 days? And all the way in San Francisco,
she jumped right in with, ma'am, go give it to us again.
Alan Linewine.
There you go.
You're famous.
All right.
You're
there
famous.
There you go.
That's terrific.
Oh,
way to go. Keep listening.
Alan, incidentally, hey, thank you for listening.
Oh, God, you rock.
Thank you. Hold on. Have a great
rock.
Time with your trip. Alan, were you able to have that conversation with that listener?
He never called me.
He never called?
He never called me. I was sitting in my office. He never called me.
You never got a call from a guy named Mark?
Nope.
Although now the floodgates are open for anybody who wants to call.
Yeah, but don't
that would happen. I think if anyone were to call by the name of Mark, they should be put right through to Alan.
That's Rob that's on the line, Alan. You want to say hi?
What's that?
I'm sorry. I like
that
joke.
No.
I love that joke.
All right, Alan, see ya.
Hey, guys. You having a good show today? First day back?
Having a great show.
He's getting a little too comfortable, isn't he?
Having fun?
You want to come down here and come into the studio
absolutely
for a little while?
Absolutely not.
And incidentally, Alan Linewine is doing that brand new replacement for John Ritter, 8 Simple Ways to Ruin a Great Radio Show.
There it is.
Goodbye.
Hey,
goodbye.
Alan, how were you touched by the death of John Ritter? Beloved John Ritter.
Well, I just was concerned about my own heart, but other than that, not touched at all.
All right. Okay.
How about Johnny Cash?
Oh, no.
Whatever.
How about the guy from Hogan's Heroes? Larry Hovis.
Carter.
I had no idea.
Hogan's
devastating.
And your feelings on Letterman having a baby, Alan?
Couldn't care less.
Oh, dear.
That's not synergy.
That's not nice. That's just plain not nice.
Part of the CBS family.
All right.
Oh, yeah, actually, you're right. Way to go, Dave.
Alan, I know it's a little behind, but I know that you're a huge fan of Warren Zevon. How do you feel about the passing of Warren Zevon?
Didn't even know.
Can you name a
Warren Zevon song?
No. Not at all.
That's sad.
But I can name a 50 Cent song.
Name one.
Shoot. In the Club.
In the Club.
Well,
In the Club.
Are you talking about the 50 Cent song or the Beyonce song that borrows from that?
No, I'm talking 50 Cent.
All right, Alan, you know what I think is a way to make it up to our listeners because you kept us off the air?
To shock Alan with like a rapper named 50 Cent.
He's always got to be. It's Kid. He likes his brother Quarter. Alan actually is like the Jackson 5. Alan likes the youngest member of the band, Penny. Alan, how does that 50 Cent tune go?
Start it out for me.
Oh, no, I can't start
it. We don't know it.
You're the guy that knows it.
I got to have a jump start here.
No, we can't help you.
All right, it starts like this.
Go. Go.
You know, I'm really having a mental block.
Oh. Yeah. That's unusual.
And I know I know that's a surprise to you.
That's a rental property, incidentally, that block.
But doesn't it look good that you'll have the song tomorrow?
Mike, was that you?
That was Rob.
All right, well, say hi to 50 Cent and his brother Nickel and Dime. And of course, you're
the whole family.
Your favorite member of the family, Penny. Okay, bye, Alan.
Bye, Alan.
I see you.
There he goes.
Listen, you guys suffered through a lot of crap with us being gone for 6 days.
We got to give it to him a little bit.
It doesn't make it worth it, but it sure is fun to bust his balls. It sure is. What a dumb man you are, Alan. A truly dumb man you are. However, I'll say this. While he's dumb, I don't think he's mean-spirited. And I do think that this, and I'm mean-spirited, so what the hell. However, I'm not this mean-spirited. Let's say that Joe Ardinger died.
Mm-hmm.
Joe got some bad horse, and he OD'd.
Mike just literally spit out his water. That was a great spit take.
Bad horse, I didn't see that one coming, that you would be making a heroin joke. at the expense of Joe Ardinger.
But let's say he got some bad horse.
So you get some bad horse and he ODs?
Yeah.
All right.
While we would talk about Joe, we would not, and we might even play a segment in tribute to Joe.
Right.
We would do nothing like the ghouls at ABC are doing with this John Ritter thing.
Right. They've been all over it.
First off, find me eight people who actually watched eight people for eight simple rules for dating my teenage daughter. Find me eight people who have seen the show.
Right. And not a very popular show. No.
But it's on ABC and they got nothing.
Right.
But now they got a bonanza because John Ritter's dead. So here's their problem.
This is when suits go wild.
Mm-hmm. Here's their problem. What do we do? Do we just scratch the whole thing? That would be the classy thing. No.
We're going to run the episodes with the dead guy. Because there's already three in the can, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna run the dead guy and imagine the ratings we're going to get. But now, how do you promote this? How do you promote the fact?
And, you know, I just want to point out, when you're doing this, this is probably, these discussions had to take place.
No, yeah. Seriously, where they sit around, these guys, these knuckle-draggers, these jerk faces, they sit around and go,
but now he's dead. We want to get those numbers. We need those numbers. We have a bad network and we have a bad lineup. How do we promote it?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I got it.
We'll do the touching approach. We're going to run the first three. We'll see what kind of numbers we get on the first three. We'll have Katie Sagal do a brief intro. And if it goes well, then we just fly off.
Absolutely.
Then it's, he's dead. But
we do the first three episodes, then we go on that, a very special.
Yeah. Now here, really, this is not one of our gag commercials. This is what the ghouls at ABC have come up with. This is not a joke.
Tuesday on ABC.
Listen to this.
It's a very special night of premieres.
Already, they've said it's a very special.
Right. Okay.
She's a Hollywood superstar, and he's a high school.
All right, this has nothing to do with John Ritter. This is just another one of their soon-to-be-canceled shows.
Mm-hmm. Then, it's the ultimate battle of the sexes.
This isn't either.
To be a moron, to cover up being a jackass.
Okay.
Listen to the John Ritter part, though.
According to Jim, and on the season premiere of Less Than Perfect,
look at this.
They moved it
to 9:30.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if that was the regular time slot, but they've moved it a half hour.
Well, you'd have to watch it to know that fact, huh?
Awful and wonderful and
harmless. Then it's broken all the boundaries, and now Blue is going to do it again.
Is this a piggyback?
Oh.
So it's 30 seconds of other stuff, then all John Ritter.
The night at 8.
Here we go.
ABC presents the season premiere of 8 Simple Rules. Share the first of the final episodes of John Ritter with a special introduction from his TV wife, Katie Sagal.
Because she meant so much to him.
Oh, my God.
Because she did 22 episodes of a crappy sitcom with him last year.
You are right. The classy move is to say, hey.
The show's off the air.
The tribute is.
And listen, they got their blood out of John Ritter last week.
Right.
When they had the Diane Sawyer show.
Sure. I mean, and what they want more, and they're, you know, it's just, there's something about it that is just not right.
Yeah. Well, they're desperate.
That's got to be.
They're desperate.
The season premiere of 8 Simple Rules, Tuesday on ABC. Premieres Tuesday at 8 on Washington's 8.
Yeah. You know, that is a very strange situation there. And
three episodes.
It's not the first time that somebody on series television, you know, has kicked the bucket. Right. And they usually just suspend production, especially when you're talking about three episodes.
Mm-hmm. Or you do a Darren thing. And the guy didn't die. But you just get, you know, it's the whole My Two Dicks thing. You get the other guy named Dick.
Yeah, you had Dick Sargent and Dick York.
Dick York, right.
Yeah, it's just weird to do that.
You just replace Darren. It's very,
now,
very
on a
different.
Drama, on a, it's a different story. When it's a drama, you can write a character out because it actually works. But on a sitcom, it's just kind of weird.
Just bring in a young Chico.
All right, well, that's...
You mean like Freddie Prinze?
And also Jim...
They didn't bring in another Chico.
Yes, they did.
Did they bring another Chico?
Like a little
and
guy.
Then it went down the crapper.
Yeah,
didn't
look because they put too much weight on the shoulders of Scatman Crothers. And that didn't work.
Rob is 60, incidentally. How does he know this stuff?
You know what I'm looking for that I don't have anymore?
Why?
You got to.
I don't.
Oh, but you must.
I don't. You know why?
Is it committed to memory?
What are you guys talking about?
Well, Broyhill made me switch folders. We didn't make me. But I switched folders, and I no longer have the word. Rob, don't bother.
My Two Dicks? You don't have the words to My Two Dicks. That's...
I don't.
Oh, you... Oh.
I don't have them.
Can you remember them?
I can't remember them.
They're my...
The classic Two Dicks. They're my Two Dicks.
I'd pass up a night
with a love film.
New York Knicks,
because I'm the witch with two dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike. Now I'm going to have to write a John Ritter song.
Oh,
hello?
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I was thinking if Alan Lyon was a basketball fan, what is his favorite?
Penny Hardaway. Penny Hardaway. Right. All right, bye-bye.
And then you get to the whole Lionel Richie thing with Penny Lover.
Right. And, of course, he likes the early James Bond movies because of that receptionist. His Money Penny.
That's the best one.
Yeah. Money Penny.
And I think in the one with Halle Berry, didn't he bang? Didn't Pierce Brosnan?
Brosnan.
Brosnan. Yeah. Didn't he bang Money Penny and maybe Money Penny was bad? Or it was in a dream sequence.
I didn't see that one, but I'd like to see that
one.
It
was a dream,
yeah. Yeah, or it was like a computer thing. I don't know. Mm. I'll work on it tomorrow. Come and knock on our door. Come and knock on our door. Come and knock on our box. I've been waiting for you.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
It's me.
He made it up.
I think we're past mourning John Ritter right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're past that.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty much over.
Oh, shut up. We can... God, this gets me mad that I don't have my two dicks.
That's unfortunate.
I used to carry it with me at all times. Do you have that, Charles?
I'm looking for it.
You got my two dicks?
We have a search for my two dicks.
Not in there,
we can reconstruct it. And please, don't take that tape out of context, what I just said.
What tape, Mike? What'd you say?
Nothing.
we got a show tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is not like before.
We're here all week.
Yeah.
And I mean that this time.
Could have been here for 5 years. Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news and the comments?
Today, the Fox Network tries to out-Fox its next Joe Millionaire contestant.
You know what we are now?
What?
We're as loose as Mike's stools.
Yeah!
This show has become loose again.
Yeah. Hello!
We're late and we don't care.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
God, John Ritter's dead.
Money Penny.
Ah, that was all very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know that John Ritter thing we were talking during the commercials about the new TV schedule?
Right.
Do you think Leah Remini's praying for the death of Kevin James?
Well, it might be a rating spike. You never know.
And I was thinking about old Leah. We were listening to some of the commercials there that they got the new CSI Miami tonight. And
great promo for that. I mean, and that sounds like it's going to be a great debut.
Heidi Klum. And you got regular CSI coming back on. And whatever else they got. And all the new shows. And
every other show on television trying to copy CSI.
I was looking at this and thinking, where's the Leah Remini show?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's so good. They're saving it for 2 weeks.
Ah.
And they're giving it a great time slot.
Yeah.
It's gone from that Monday night nice cushion position.
It was the lead in to Raymond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to be on Wednesday. The lead in is going to be 60 minutes too.
Mm-hmm. Solid.
It's followed by Becker. And it's on against The West Wing.
Oh, boy.
And The Bachelor and American Idol.
Well, that'd be fine.
Well, good luck to her.
Agreed. Something we've not talked about today on the show, and we'll devote some time to it tomorrow because it is relevant. Charles has no power, and it's now been 5 freaking days.
Man, my heart goes out to that. I was one of the lucky people in this area. Man,
Charles,
Don and Mike.
Charles, how pissed are you?
Don and Mike, radio guys, I don't know who else to go to. You guys are the only ones that can help me.
How pissed are you? Where do you live?
I live in Springdale. I'm right around the corner from FedEx Field. I'm right off Lotsford Vista Road.
That's killing me. Do you know when Robbie got his power? Robbie got his power. When, Robbie?
Because 2:30 this morning.
2:30 this morning.
Because I'm on a well, I didn't have water or power for 80 hours. So I had a Thursday morning shower and a Saturday evening shower.
You know,
I've been showering in the damn sink.
Wow.
I'm running around with tap lights and candles.
People around the country don't dig this.
No, this is bad.
I'd be out of
mind. Let me tell you, there was a Pepco truck sitting in my neighborhood mm-hmm. for over an hour not doing a damn thing. I don't know if I can say the license plate over
no,
here.
No, don't. And you know what? Don't get on those guys because who knows?
They're busting their ass.
Who knows what they're doing?
This guy was sitting in the truck with the windows rolled up with the AC on.
Oh. Charles.
Well, you know, I can completely understand how pissed off this guy is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... I don't...
And
God, what if we had gotten really? What if we had gotten the Category 5?
There are people in North Carolina who they have said will have no power for a month.
No, but then there are people in North Carolina that got hit worse than us that were fixed by Duke. I heard on another radio station, and they got everybody back online and are back up here helping us out.
Yeah. I don't know what you do. Is it frustrating? Did I see those guys coming in over the weekend from other states, coming up to help us out? Yes. But,
hey, Charles?
No, don't get me wrong.
Just remember this. You got it better than John Ritter.
And there you go. You got to look at it that way.
Okay?
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Right, take charge of your life.
Hey, Charles, you've won.
At least we gave the guy a laugh.
That's a good. Charles in charge joke.
You've won dinner for two at Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys.
So what you do is you go there and you take it, you wash there.
They have big sinks.
You wash there.
And I really would go into a restaurant like that, take all of your clothes off in the restroom and clean up.
Romano's Macaroni Grill wants you to create your own pasta. Boy, can you create the pasta.
Well, we can certainly make the bread.
You choose the pasta sauce and mix of your favorite toppings from the Macaroni Grill. Thank you. Hold on, please,
okay.
Charles. That's Charles. He's
poor Charles. Who can blame him? Really, there are people down in the Carolinas that are going to be out a month?
You want to know how long I was able to last?
How long?
11 hours.
And then what'd you do?
I left. I went to Ocean City where the power was on.
Amazing.
Meanwhile, my wife, well, I'll get into it tomorrow, but she loved it. She just loved it.
24 hours was rough enough.
Pioneer girl. Mm-hmm. Robbie, you were 8 hours with your wife?
Yeah, after that, I finally said, Carrie, pay the bill.
80 hours.
And leave this goddamn generator outside, please, if you have a generator.
Yeah.
They tell you that on the news 7 million times and still people die. I can't believe it. I can't believe people kick the bucket.
Yeah.
Especially people that have it in a basement.
Yeah. And also, don't use candles in your house. Because people, burn their houses down.
Could we leave a generator running at the Fox 5 News Center? Please?
Will's gone.
Will is gone.
Oh!
She's gone.
I have to tell you something. When she was down covering the hurricane...
She spent most of her time at Virginia Beach.
I think it's in Kill Devil or...
Yeah.
She was in Virginia Beach.
Yeah. Wilma Thomas.
Wilma Thomas had, I swear, the gayest outfit. A black silk shirt.
Yes, unbuttoned a little bit.
Four buttons unbuttoned.
Yeah, I think she was going out to enjoy some of the nightlife in Virginia Beach.
She was going out to get her butt bleeding.
Oh, God.
Well, I guarantee.
She likes the way silk looks in the wind.
Okay, listen, we got to go to Buzz. It's time for Buzz's new show. Buzz, still brought to you by Miramax. Sexual pleasure. Performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
It's doctor developed, clinically tested. Viramax works. Get it right at GNC. Other select retailers try it today. Viramax 1-888. Try VMAX. Uh-huh. And now, here on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Yes.
Our new home for the next 5 years.
Amen.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Fox is planning another round of Joe Millionaire to start in about 3 weeks. The first round was a hit.
Joe.
They needed a sequel. But how will they find a woman who'll fall for that same trick twice?
Joe.
Well, you change the trick. This time, it's one woman choosing from a dozen hunky guys. If she picks the right guy, she becomes a millionaire. What she doesn't know is most of the guys are gay.
All right.
And she has to pick the one who's straight in order to win the money. If she picks a gay guy, he gets the money.
You know what? This does give us a better angle, though, for Joe Ardinger Millionaire. We never did that thing.
That's right.
I think Joe actually took French lessons.
I give Fox credit. I do. I give Fox credit for putting a new twist on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
twist.
You got to get the guy who's not gay.
Right.
Yeah.
To win the money.
Absolutely.
Pick the gay guy. He gets the money.
I got to tell Joe about this development.
I don't think he's going to like this development.
When's the show go on the air, Buzz?
About 3 weeks.
Hello?
Joe?
Yes?
How come you don't answer Stinky Poon?
Oh, I'm sorry. Stinky Poon.
Hey, did you hear Buzz's story about Joe Millionaire, the new one?
Yeah.
Okay, that means, we never did Joe Ardinger Millionaire.
Right.
So we're going to have to do something with this new one. sending out some gay club or something.
Yeah.
Gay clubs?
Yeah, you're straight, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And the contest could be something like... just send you to a gay club.
That's really all you need today.
That's kind of it. It's Joe Ardinger Millionaire. And this time it wouldn't really have anything to do with your girlfriend, because I know you were awkward about getting her involved. And you would.
But it will involve some other man.
Whatever, I mean.
Andy, I know you took those French lessons, and it's because Frenching will be involved.
What?
But Joe, what's this?
Joe.
Just noodle on that. Just, pardon the pun. We'll send you to some gay clubs, and maybe we'll come up with something for you to be Joe.
Well, I think we could get a woman down here and a lot of, you know, a lot of men, and mix Joe in with them. And, you know, it's not going to be that difficult to get a woman who wouldn't recognize Joe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean she'd have to pick Joe out?
Yeah, she'd have to pick Joe out of the, you know, and if she doesn't pick Joe, then Joe gets to go down to the gay bar with all the men.
it's
kind of
win.
A reverse
Okay. I was wondering where you're going with that, but
right.
I see. The
we
end
bring
is,
a bunch of homosexual men down
we're
here
both
and
looking at,
put them in with Joe.
And if she can't pick Joe out.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
We'd have to.
We'd have to dress Joe differently to make it work.
And we'd also have to tie him up and gag him.
No, it would just have. We'd have to. You
know. He'd say something like, you know, "Hey, I'm not gay."
Actually,
no. I would wear like a backless leather chaps with a thong.
Actually, we would really not have to have Joe say anything.
Right.
We could simply bring the woman down, and we would interview all the guys. We keep the woman in a sealed room until it was time, and then have her come out and say who, you know, just based on appearances,
hey,
who would go on the date.
Joe, is Charlie there?
No, he went home.
Oh, you come on. would you put him on?
Hello?
Hey. Would you find me 10 fags?
I'll call Joe.
Okay. The other Joe. Homo Joe. All right. About 3 weeks when that show premieres.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, that's the plan right there.
That's a good one.
And if the woman doesn't pick Joe loses.
Joe goes to the gay club.
Right.
But also we'll have to write in the rules that if she does pick Joe, Joe goes to the gay club.
Yeah. There you go. With everybody.
No matter.
She just wins some cash.
She wins a night on the town.
Right. Night on the town with Joe.
With Joe and his gay friends.
Absolutely.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Isabel, well over a million people are still without electricity in the mid-Atlantic states, including Charles. At least 35 people died in the storm, 19 of them in Virginia, 7 in Maryland. Virginia, North Carolina, Delaware, and Washington, D.C. have all been designated disaster areas, making them eligible for help from the federal government, which is finally back open today. Some local officials are unhappy with the lack of help they've gotten from the Fed so far. The storm has changed the landscape of North Carolina's Outer Banks, and here in Northern Virginia, one of my neighbors now has a giant tree in his house. James Gandolfini says he's not surprised that The Sopranos continues to lose at the Emmys to The West Wing. Gandolfini says he thinks the violence in his show is the reason for that.
I think the violence in the show is the reason for that.
Hey, James, this was the James,
how are you?
James that was on TV last night.
I'd like to thank the Academy and everybody that voted for me, and I'm very, very pleased that The Sopranos was able to...
Where's Tony?
He's here. Would you like to speak to him?
Yeah.
I won another Emmy Award.
You vibe? Come on.
Man, oh, man, that's fantastic. I enjoy the you see the great asses, tees, fantastic, it's great. Emmys, all right, nice tight gowns.
Gandolfini did win Best Dramatic Actor, and co-star Edie Falco won for Best Actress, and Joey Pants won for Best Supporting Actor. While West Wing was the best drama, Raymond won against for Best Comedy, and The Amazing Race won for Best Reality Show.
Don, I'd like to mention also that later this summer I'll be appearing in A Midsummer Night's Dream in the round.
Let me talk to Tony for a second.
Hey, what a bag.
Okay, we'll be right back.
All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, now, I want to just give you a heads up here on the show. And everybody's past the, ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
The hurricane. Give you our take on it tomorrow. We have guests also. You know, we've never got. Let me. Besides the guests, we've never gotten to the Jerry Lewis telethon tapes,
man.
Including the last appearance by John Ritter.
Oh, my God.
Plus the Letterman baby story. We're all over that. Stop crying, Rob. Pull yourself together.
I can't.
You've known he's been dead for a week. in studio, we have in studio guests and phone guests this week. Let me see. Tomorrow, from the HBO show Porn 101,
yes.
Tanya.
Really?
One of the girls who's in it.
She, oh, okay. All right. It's like the amateur porn, right?
Yes. She's an F bitch. She's an FB.
Okay.
Wednesday, in studio, Dave Barry. Now, we've never had Dave Barry
on
the show before.
Oh, man. Great columnist, author.
I think he's funny. He's like what Tony Kornheiser aspires to be. And Thursday, now this is going to be the best. A guy who's a monologue writer, and he's on the staff of the Jay Leno show.
Oh,
he's a writer on Jay Leno.
Look out.
He knows that we hate Jay Leno.
Oh, good. Well, I think I know the guy, actually.
He knows that we have a limited opinion of Jay Leno as opposed to David Letterman or Jon Stewart.
Right.
Yet he's going to come on the show and discuss what we consider to be the flaws in the Jay Leno show.
Well, that'll be fascinating.
Yeah,
what a great roundtable.
Some good stuff coming up this week. Now here's Buzz again. Buzz.
I don't know what your viewing plans are for tonight. The new fall season starts tonight. There's Monday Night Football. But at 9 tonight, Eastern Time, on Larry King, Heather Mills, the wife of Paul McCartney, Heather Mills McCartney, will be taking off her prosthetic leg on TV.
You know, the Trump...
Wow!
They showed it. They showed it, actually, on the Emmys last night.
Right.
And Jon Stewart showed it during his segment. Tell you about the winner for the most awkward moment in television. It was the most awkward was presidential candidate, Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean, not knowing how to smile. And it was the funniest thing. And then he shows the leg coming off. Oh, God. I mean, he deserved the Emmy. Really,
hey, what night was it I called you that Arnold was on, Larry King?
Was it Wednesday night?
Yeah, one of the many nights that Alan kept us off. It was a full hour with Arnold, and he can't say with, it's mit.
Mit.
Well, mit dis, M-I-T, D-I-S.
And Gray Davis is Cray, not Gray.
Mm-hmm. And there was
Cray Davis.
A couple of scary things that made me think 1938 when he kept saying, you must listen to the people, people have spoken, it's about the people for the people.
And you guys, in Sacramento especially, and in San Francisco you're going to get this, because I have the West Coast feeds for a couple of networks from DirecTV.
Right.
And when I watch Channel 4 in Los Angeles, for instance, Arnold is on all the time with his commercials.
Right.
And the commercials are done in the style in which it's Arnold, like in a schoolroom, with either a bunch of children or a bunch of stupid-looking adults, and he's just repeating four and five things over and over again. We must pay less taxes.
Great, Davis.
I will go meet the people.
It's scary.
To Sacramento. Now, Buzz, what is... One question about this.
Oh, yes.
The people of California are close to not wanting the...
Yes, I was just about to tell you this. Only 53% of Californians in the most recent poll even want to recall Cray Davis.
Yeah, at the time,
And
yeah.
Arnold is now trailing in the polls. Bustamante has 28% and Arnold has 26%.
Who's the guy who lives next door to Tony Soprano? Is it Cusimano?
Cusimano.
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 Right.
Dr. Cus. In sports, tonight's Monday Night Football game features two of the league's most fierce division rivals. The 1-1 Oakland Raiders visit the 2-0 Denver Broncos. Oakland kicker Sebastian Janikowski has been back in jail. The 25-year-old was arrested after a bar fight in a nightclub in Northern California Saturday. Still, he's expected to play tonight. And finally, one size does not fit all, but try telling that to most condom manufacturing companies. So now there's a company offering prophylactic 55 sizes for varying widths and lengths.
This is Larry
sizes.
Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
The lengths, for example, run from 3 inches to 10 inches, and so no one has to order the teeny weeny. The sizes range from J33 to G22. The condoms at $1 a piece. And
what is that? J33.
I think that's at the small end.
And
G for gigantic. G22 at the larger end.
But G22.
With J, I'm just trying to think of anything like Jiminy Cricket or Jiminy Glick. How big? What's the smallest size? Or
Yes.
Maybe the J stands for Jeremy.
The condoms at $1 apiece and the measuring kit are available online.
Measuring kit.
Naturally.
Yeah, we got to get that.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm a Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Yes. No. We got to go. But we can't say this with certainty. We believe we'll be back tomorrow.
Amen.
As we get into day number two,
glad to do it,
of our brand new 5-year deal.
That's right, it's great, Davis.
Glad we're back on. Glad you guys are listening. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Yeah. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day.
Good day.
I'm right between a J33 and a J34. Can I go up a size?
BM.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.